Jones, World War III has already begun. The only question is, how bad is it going to get? We're taking the deep dive today, ladies and gentlemen. Tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Tune in now, because we got to take control from the globalist. We've got to wrest the wheel away from them.
This is the heart of 1776.
You're a white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
It's very frustrating because I am a person obsessed with the news. I'm a news hound. And I tune in and I listen to everybody on the populist, conservative, anti-nuclear war, Christian side. I listen to the left. I listen to the globalist. I listen to the controlled Republican Party. And there really aren't a lot of people, even in our populist movement, that have wide spectrum understanding across the board. And this isn't about promoting other people's shows. I'm not paid to do this. I just felt like I should say this because I was watching and listening to Steve Bannon this morning for much of the morning while I was doing a 5-mile hike with my daughter at earbuds in. And he is the most wide spectrum person out there. He knows actually more than I do on a lot of topics. I know probably more than he does on a few, but Steve Bannon is the 5,000 pound brain. And I'm really pleased that his show's exploded. That's good for humanity, good for all our futures, not to die in a nuclear war. I just feel like I should just say that at the start of the show. Because when I get up here and I say InfoWars is the best there is, it really is true other than Steve Bannon. And then, of course, Tucker Carlson reaches more people and knows more about a lot of topics than I do. But in general, I have a more wide spectrum understanding than I think even Tucker does. And I'm not measuring brains here. And Tucker's accelerating his understanding and how, quote, cynical he is. Because it's not cynical, it's being a realist. So I think really we're all the trifecta there. I don't think any one of us is better. But it's a very frustrating situation because if the Republican Party and if other major or populist governments that I think mean well, and they're popping up everywhere, nationalist and populist are sweeping from Poland to New Zealand, from Australia to Sweden. The numbers show they didn't manipulate the coalition parliament in Canada, that it would be populist, anti-globalist in charge there. And the numbers show them turbocharging across the provinces to within a year or so, they will, no matter what Trudeau tries, be in control. Italy, I mean, I can go on and on. Look at what happened in Argentina with Javier Milei. He's like a Tucker Carlson type, super smart, and he's in the polls to win by a landslide, and so they've indicted him. So, bottom line, a lot of bad stuff's happening, but the cavalry's coming, and anti-globalism, pro-populism, pro-free market is winning hearts and minds. That's why the globalists are going to launch all hell. And we're going to talk about not just the wars expanding, but the economic collapse accelerating. When we come back, stay with us. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. It's Monday, October 16th, 2023. This is going to be one of the most important broadcasts we've ever done.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been researching. I've been thinking. I've been cogitating. I've been focusing on how to defeat the New World Order. And I know how we can do it. I know how we can save our planet. I know how we can win. The first thing we need to do is realize this is a fight between good and evil. That's number one. And that only God can lead us through this. That's paramount. And above all other things, in fact, if you don't have that, nothing else matters. But once you have that key ingredient that is the universe in which we swim, then you've got to have wide spectrum understanding. And I've really come to this realization the last month that I've made the point, but I need to really knock it home, nail it home, drive it home. If you don't have wide spectrum street smarts, historical understanding, industrial understanding, farming understanding, cultural, anthropological, social understanding, you really don't know how to defeat this. If you have those things, you are unstoppable. You are dauntless. And I was really thinking this weekend, who is the smartest full-spectrum person we've got? And it's Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon didn't know I was going to say this. He's a, quote, competing show. The show has exploded. But I just thought I would make that point right now that Steve Bannon, wide spectrum, is the best we've got. Tucker Carlson and myself are a close second. And it's not about saying who's the grand poobah or who's the king daddy. It's about being completely honest and saying where our best information is. So I said that. Just wanted to get that out there. Steve Bannon and his war room. And we have great shows as well. And we've been overall, until Carlson exploded in his understanding and his audience, been number one. And that's why the enemy came after us. It is very refreshing to not be number one and to also see all these other people from RFK Jr. to Vivek Ramaswamy to Joe Rogan to Tulsi Gabbard to Jimmy Dore to the list goes on and on. Basically everybody that was either a populist or a liberal before now understands we have a tyrannical, out-of-control, apocalyptic group of corporations run by BlackRock at the head, the jewel on the crown, the capstone. But when it comes to understanding how our enemy is operating, you really do have to do one of two things. You have to either yourself have full spectrum understanding, which takes many years to do. You've got to have a sharp mind. That can engage in political, cultural, spiritual permutations, calculating out hundreds of moves, or you've got to listen to the people that do have the wide spectrum understanding and research and verify what they're saying for yourself, and then basically then get behind what they're saying and doing. And the reason I'm saying that is this morning I tuned in for an hour or so of Bannon. Then I was scheduled to be on his show, but we had a very rare technical problem here, so I was unable to do it. And that was fine because I was still listening to the show while I was getting ready, right before I went on. And I realized one of the areas that Bannon surpasses what we do, and so it's something we can learn from to be more effective against the New World Order and defeating their agenda, is he's constantly looking at inflection points around the world and domestically where we can unseat the globalists and rallying the people, like this move to get Jim Jordan in, which I think is a great idea, which is gaining momentum. If it doesn't pass tomorrow, I believe it'll pass down the road. And just understanding the deep technicals of Congress like Bannon does, that's what takes you next level. And you've also got to then codify things down to basic tenets and then basic agendas that you put out to the public that you believe they should do to slow down, stop, and defeat the New World Order, but also offer our alternate plan for the world, which is what my book is about, The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the Second Great Renaissance. And so really, it's a strategy discussion, because where we excel is running through all the different layers of the globalist program to collapse civilization and on its ashes build their transhumanist, mad scientist wonderland that's hell for us and heaven for them in their psychotic behavior. And what we're very good at is showing how the same big banks and same big intelligence agencies work in concert to weld all of these systems of attack in a dialectic together. And that's really where I excel, is the research of the organizations and groups, and it's really just a handful of them that are behind all of it. And then our ignorance, our weakness, is what allows it to take place because there's not enough opposition. But then I realized that I need to do even more of that and not just sit here and beaver away mentioning interesting factoids. Because if you just have a bunch of factoids and you're not getting how that's all put together like a Lego set, then we're not as effective as we could be. And Bannon is really good at distilling it all down. And I do a lot of research, so I know when somebody doesn't know what they're talking about. And I know when somebody does know what they're talking about on just incredibly wide-ranging, complex issues. And I'm just very impressed. Very impressed. So that's my public service announcement there. That if you think you get informed with Tucker Carlson, which you do, and he's able to also, with the facts emotionally, get leftists to defect back to reality, he's the most effective at that. And I think by looking at our champions and their gifts and their specialities, we can all learn from them and become even better ourselves. But I do think it's the celebration of our champions that is going to, at the end of the day, carry us through this and carry the day. And, of course, Elon Musk. Things turn into a big debate about, well, he's done all these bad globalist things, so we can't trust him. Well, I'm not saying trust him, but when he does incredibly good things and the very worst elements of the system come after him, with criminal investigations and just tons of lawsuits and massive boycott deplatforming programs, we have to recognize that he hasn't moved to us 180 degrees. He's moved to us about 120 degrees. And he's rapidly orbiting in to basically sounding like a cross between Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Joe Rogan. I mean, look, every day I look at his tweets. He's come out against gun control. He's said they want to disarm us. They want to enslave us. He's put out tweets. I'll get to it later. Hell, I'll just show it to you now. Overhead shot, please. Elon Musk defends Second Amendment. I mean, look at this. And then the article's on Infowars.com. And then under it, it shows Pepe the Frog. The First Amendment is for sharing memes with friends. The Second Amendment is for when they try to stop me from sharing memes with my friends. An image of a guy in combat gear. I mean, that's Elon Musk. And he goes on from there. So whether you think he's good or not, that's really academic. What matters is what he's saying is irrevocably damaging the globalist and is making it safe for everybody else who's been on the fence but really knew the truth to speak out and not comply. So this is the very blood of victory. This is the stuff. Of legend. And I want everybody to sit back before I get to all the horrible news and just let it sink into your cells. Let it sink into your gut, sink into your heart, sink into your mind, your soul, your very being, your very bones, the very marrow of your femurs. And understand that we are winning the culture war. We are running the tables on the enemy. And so that's something to celebrate and be very happy about. That said, the enemy knows that and is pulling out all the stops. Massive war, collapsing borders, global starvation on scales that make my heart jump. And economic collapse. And that's the first thing we're going to cover today before we get into the latest on the escalating wars around the world, from the South China Sea to the Middle East to Eastern Europe. And when I say my heart jumps, like when you're driving down a country road at 65 miles an hour and you don't see a hill, a crest of a hill, because it's flat, and all of a sudden it drops 50 feet and you feel your stomach go up your throat. That's the feeling I get when I read the international studies, the UN's own numbers that are accurate, that 80-plus million people starved to death the last 3.5 years from the lockdowns. That's 80-plus million dead people on top of the 15 million a year that starved to death on average. Another 25, 30 million a year. I mean, just Do you feel safe in a world like that with a global elite that knew exactly what they were doing and that was the real depopulation? I use the analogy of Star Wars Episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're flying to Alderaan to get the Death Star plans to the rebellion, and they don't know that 50 light years away while they're warping there that the Death Star just blew up Alderaan. But Obi-Wan Kenobi feels it in the interconnected ether of the universe and has to sit down like he's been punched in the stomach. Well, you don't need to be Obi-Wan Kenobi to have empathy with the 87 million people they estimate. And then the UN says, oh, give us more money for the UN food program when they ran the lockdowns that killed the people. That's the other part of the equation. That if they'll do that to the third world, mainly children, they'll do that to you, and they will. And we're sinking down to where the third world is, and they'll get us to that place in that position. They already are with the fentanyl and the rest of it. Imagine if Hamas and Hezbollah killed 100,000-plus people a year how angry we'd be, but that's a direct bombing or shooting or stabbing or torture death. Well, that's okay. So you have Elon Musk coming out and saying, as tragic as mass shootings are, owning guns is essential to our country's safety and security and our freedom. But I digress. What I'm getting at is, when I read the different international aid agencies and look at the different corporate research actuaries, over 25% of world fertilizer, due to their direct regulations and direct investments, and then also the war in Europe, because a lot of it comes out of Ukraine and Russia, a lot of it also comes out of the Netherlands. They're shutting it down there. The Netherlands is the third largest food producer in the world. They are admittedly the VIP, most valuable players in farming. The Kenyans have the best long-distance runners, and the Dutch are the best farmers. Wherever they go, they're just the best. It's recognized, and they're saying, we're going to slowly, in the next few years, cut off 50% of your production. And John Kerry said, in a bunch of speeches we've aired it in the last year, we've got to cut food production by a third worldwide to stop global warming. Half the world lives hand-to-mouth on less than $2 a day. And if their food prices go up even 15%, they start starving. They go up 30%, they're dead. And those that survive are going to flood us, which you're now seeing. See how that works? And the UN runs those refugees. So I don't know why the public can't think multidimensional. Oh, I don't care if they cut the third world's food off. There's too many of them. They're going to flood us. So my heart jumps when I, right now it's happening. It's beyond chills. It's a combination of nausea, tightening of the chest, because it's danger. I mean, it's bad. When they've already initiated, I want to explain this. I know these numbers are so big they're hard to even fathom, but Stalin said one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. 87 million people starved to death. Those are six-month-old numbers, extra from the lockdowns, not the shot, not the virus, and then 20 million from the shots. And now they've cut upwards of a third of fertilizer supply worldwide, and the estimates are that if that continues, it's going to kill over 100 million people a year. So you see, they've started the depopulation. I love leftists every time I say they're to depopulate. They go, oh, really? Why is the Earth at 8 billion? They said that now they're going to start accelerating the beta test of depopulation, and you're going to see it. I also see statements like, oh, yeah, why are we living longer and longer? No, we're not. No, we're not. Infant mortality's way up. Life expectancy's down by 7 years in the United States. Just in the last few years, from the COVID shot. Those are facts. Anybody can pull up life expectancy dropping. No one knows why. New York Times. Sperm counts dropping 90%. No one knows why. Cancer up 10,000% on average. No one knows why. Neurological disorders up 50,000%. No one knows why. Autism up 100,000%. Yeah. No one knows why. Used to be like 1 in 1,000,000. Now it's 1 in 30. Go look at the kids. Go to the shopping mall. They look like walking dead, most of them. The average child gets 58 shots by the age of 4 now. 20 years ago, it was 3 shots. We are being murdered. This is happening. And they already killed at least double what Hitler killed. The UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Fauci that set... We now know, and I said this 3 years ago, the CIA's global response, the CIA and the Defense Department ran the worldwide COVID control system in the countries that accepted it. The Pentagon created the virus, created the chimera. They shipped it over to China so they could release it there and blame them. That's who runs our Pentagon. Not our troops. They're good people. Not our sailors, not our Marines. But the people running our government, the General Millies of the world, say white people are inherently bad And that we, did you know that transgender soldiers in all branches don't have to show up for inspection or for parade or for events? They can just join and get money and then stay at a department and wear a dress. That's designed to destroy the military. You didn't know that? By the way, I mention this all the time, and then I see it online, people say it's not true. I have a stack of articles here where mainline environmental groups say cut down trees to save the earth, and Bill Gates gave a speech a month ago, and I sent the clip to the crew a few weeks ago. We never played it. Guys, try to find that. But Bill Gates said, quote, environmentalists have to grow up and stop planting trees. Trees actually contribute to carbon. And he set up a $1 billion facility to destroy trees and bury the carbon that's operating right now in America. I know that sounds crazy. It's true. O'Biden, 3 months ago, approved his plan with NASA to start testing satellites in space that put out these bigger rays off in deep space between the sun and the earth to block the sun's rays. I know that sounds like something Dr. Ebel would try to do. I know it sounds completely bonkers. I'm not the one coming up with all this. They're doing it. All over the Western world, they're putting cricket meal in different types of so-called protein powders, and they've let them, under laws here and in Europe, not tell you it's bug protein. It's got like a code, CX3 or something. You can look it up. See something. The point is that they're doing it. We're being killed. Okay? So we can sit here and play games about this, and I know it scares people, like the woman that called in on C-SPAN a few weeks ago with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and she goes, you're scary. You're making up lies that SSRIs trigger suicide and mass shootings. It's on the insert, it does it. It's on the damn label. And you're lying that 5G causes cancer. Hundreds of major studies. And you're lying that atrazine's in the water and hurts us. It's not true. It's impossible. Because I know it's scary. And the average person that really thinks the U.S. government loves them and really thinks the people running it care about them when eugenics, globalist, death cult are in control. And I'm going to go over some statistics and numbers when we come back about where the economy is. It is in free fall. But they gaslight us and tell us it's great. And I've got some important graphs we're going to show as well. But I'm a pretty tough guy, folks. And I've been around 49 years. It'll be 50 years in a couple months. And I wouldn't call this fear. It is mainly disgust and sadness. But my body is bracing. My body. My spirit's not scared, but my body. You know the Bible, but the spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak. My body is just absolutely revolted by the globalist and disgusted and just, it's so satanic. It's so destructive. And I just wish we'd find God again and pull back from this. But I'm going to come back with economic news, the war news, everything. It's a huge broadcast today. We have Ezra Levant joining us on the Israel situation, third hour. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. But if we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want everybody to know that either actively or passively going along with this globalist agenda that you're contributing to your own destruction. And you're not going to have to wait very long to see intensifying pain, both economic and physical and spiritual, as a result. Because we've gone across the edge. And my body, looking at this information, because I'm cerebrally intellectual and very cold about it, but then your body, different parts of your brain are emotional. I literally just had a tear come out of my eye inadvertently because this is so serious. The military news that we've got is over the top. We'll cover it next hour. Over the top. Escalations. And if you're not getting chills, you're not paying attention. But let's talk about how they're really killing people, and that's cutting the food off, cutting the energy off, cutting the fertilizer off. They're cutting the plant food off. They're cutting the trade routes off. They're cutting the food to the machines off, the energy. They're pulling the plug. Then I got a clip of Larry Fink from just a few days ago at a big conference the King Daddy, the Field Marshal, right at the top of the pyramid, not the top, but right below the top spot, the manager of the New World Order's weaponized financial system, telling you that doom is here and saying, you got to get behind our ESG system if you want electricity, while they cut it off. A rudimentary understanding of the agenda he's pushing through 88% control of all major companies in the world. That's not just in the West. They have 88% worldwide. The CEO doesn't do what they want. You wonder why they're all lockstep while they all push the same agenda? Right here. Now they got a social credit score for you and your family and a cashless society, the final link they need. One ring to rule them all. One ring to, in the darkness, bind them. So let's get into it. New data reveals a crash not seen since Great Depression could hit in 2024. Fox Business. Raising interest rates, cutting off the energy supplies, cutting off the global food supplies, building giant UN refugee centers all over the world to flood the West. It is going down right now. They've gone from beta. In the year 2020, they went operational. And we're now 20% in to the global collapse. And they are smashing down the accelerator, hammering down the throttle. Warp speed. And they go through it. America still have a recession in front of us. So now a crash is a recession. Look at this graph. U.S. national median rent, which is from the federal government, it's worse than this, versus annual household income. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe the graph to you. But it shows prices going straight up for sheltered. And it shows the amount of money you're being paid going down. And the numbers are absolutely staggering. Wages plunging. Prices more than doubling in just the last few years. That graph is stage 4 cancer financially. That graph is total destruction. That graph is massive, 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 catastrophic collapse. Now, in the West, it's just the shutdown of the economy, less cars, less restaurants, less getting your hair cut, not having money for medicine, not having money for school, more crime. Terrible. While we have an aging population across the Western world that's got to be taken care of, that they're not going to take care of. And then I've got this clip of Larry Fink. I'll subject you to him here in a moment. I don't like having to watch it again. I know you don't want to watch it, but listen to the deception. Oh, we've got to get all the private money, the quadrillions these guys have, they're hoarding, into the economy, but we can't because we got to have investments. And then they approve what investments 88% of the companies in the world, that's their share of the money, but it's 88% of the gross product of the companies and then their income, their control. He says we're going to use this to control you. And they're holding back and shutting off everything from Lahaina, Hawaii to Austin, Texas. Shutting down the coal plants and saying, but we need to build more charging stations for power that doesn't exist. Our power output's gone way down in the last 15 years. They admit they can't even charge the electric cars they've got now. So they're building a bridge to nowhere, and that's what he says to a group of people will be what innovates us. That and 5G. Look at this headline. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns this is the most dangerous time the world in decades and says economic doom is here. Wall Street Journal. Big banks say trouble's coming, but their earnings are still strong. What happened during COVID? The average billionaire more than doubled their wealth, many tripled it, while the average individual in the West lost half their wealth or went doubly into debt. And the numbers are lined up the same. The globalists made $3.7 trillion in profit, and we had $3.6 trillion in loss. That's if you make $1 million a year, you make $50,000 a year. But they're there to tell you how much they love you. Let's continue. Here's another one. Major banks close over 3,000 branches nationwide with plus closures from Bank of America in just 1 week, getting rid of physical banks, getting rid of cash. The control grid vice closing. But the real wealth being destroyed is the energy production, the fertilizer, and the physical ability for the farmers to grow. Because from Asia to Europe, they are cutting off their generation capability. In 1 year, the Netherlands has cut more than 10% of food production with a goal of more than 50% by 2030. Ireland's putting the same program in place, run by the UN. See, the UN isn't coming with blue helmets yet. They're first taking control of your health care through the treaties, setting up a global world ID, carbon taxes, social credit scores, universal basic incomes that they run, and cutting off your energy and food. That's what you do. Before you take a city, whether it was the Mongols taking over parts of China or the British invading France 700 years ago, is you attack the city and you cut its water supply off until they give up. Total war. And we've had it good so long, the average person just doesn't realize how much danger we're all in. Including most of my family, who are very smart people and taught me what I know. They can't even get their minds around it, most of them. Now, there's some really good news on the COVID tyranny front that I want to hit here in a moment, but I thought I'd give you that news first. And when they collapse the global economy, they're going to say, well, there's billions of people that can't pay themselves, don't have jobs, because of the lockdowns and cutting off the infrastructure and the loans, the resources that wipes out the small businesses that are 80%+ of the employers in the United States, similar numbers in Europe, Australia, Canada, you name it. We got to give them a debit card with this new digital currency on it, but you can only spend it certain places at certain companies, and that further vertically integrates. And if you think a doubling of the wealth of the globalists during the COVID fraud was bad, you haven't seen anything yet. COVID was the test for martial law and rationing and control. Now the real assault begins. Brace yourselves. I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry for my family. And I'm really sorry for all of you. And I'm really sorry for the poor people of the planet that are going to die. And they'll put on the death certificate, malnutrition, not starvation. And they'll put on the death certificate, die to the cold. Because if you're only getting 500 calories a day of low nutrition food, they're now cutting the rice supply off to a third of the world. The UN said so. Then a common cold will kill you. Then they'll say there's a deadly virus in Africa that just killed 50 million people. We've got to lock down here. We've got to lock them down too because they won't get the calories. then they'll die, but their strongest military-age men will be given food at UN refugee centers. The women and children will be refused, and they will be brought here to rape and rule and burn. Figure it out yet? This is a UN global government assault. Where are the senators? Where are the Congress people? Where are the governors? Where are the legislatures? Well, they're starting to talk like this. They're starting to face the horror. And it sounds really scary to say all this. I know why the senators don't want to talk like this. They're starting to. But when you're faced with something so horrible, you have to admit the level of it. It's like when the police find out about a serial killer that's got a basement with 15 dead kids buried in it. You think they want to go have a press conference and say, we just dug up 15 little boys and girls, some as young as five, some missing for years, this little girl, this little boy, and we've now exhumed the bodies and there's evidence they were tortured and raped. You don't want to believe that. It makes you sick inside. But you have to admit it, and you have to face the fact evil exists. Well, this is evil on a scale a billion times worse. Scientifically focused and prepared to cut off your resources, create race war, divide and conquer, collapse civilization, and then bring in a hellish technocracy that will accelerate the forced depopulation of 90% of the people on Earth just for starters. Sound like something fun to you? That's what I'm stating. What I'm stating is simple fact. Total reality, no debate, that's the trajectory we're on. The bullet's been fired out the barrel of the gun and is on its way to its target. What's you going to do about it? That's why this war in Israel is a distraction. That's why the Ukraine war is a diversion from the economic shutdown of the world that is the real way you kill people with what did I say? Siege, a corporate BlackRock UN implemented worldwide cutting off of resources, a post-industrial world, a forced depopulation. Then the blowback from it is used to bring down the West so no one can escape or aspire to it. Then high-tech globalist smart cities are built where they have the resources, the technology, the science, the life extension, and we are all outside of those city-states that are cities within cities. But those inside the cities will also be guinea-pigged and disappeared and controlled as well. So this is it. Most of our cities already look like road warrior hellscapes. So does most cities in Europe. They're unspeakably horrid. And this is just the leading edge. This is just the opening salvo. This is just the hors d'oeuvres. This is just the cocktail before the main meal is served. And it's not suckling pig with a little apple in its mouth. It's our future and our children and our very lives and our very souls that's now been shoved into the oven. And it's now roasting. It's now broiling. It's now dripping with the fat of our once cherished liberties. Your fancy houses and your fancy cars won't get you out of this. Only facing the hard, cold, stark facts will do it. And as I said, I have a huge group of stacks here of positive news, anti-globalists, anti-lockdown, anti-COVID fraud people all over the world winning. And set to win and being indicted in places like Argentina. This guy they just indicted for nothing is leading 30 points in the polls. He's a young researcher, scientist, musician, more. Tucker interviewed him in Argentina. And they're indicting him for hate speech, saying his criticism of the government's devaluation of the currency has hurt the currency they've devalued the last few decades. There used to be a saying, as rich as an Argentine, an Argentinian. They were per capita until the 1960s richer than the average American. They were the richest per capita country in the Western Hemisphere. And now prosecutor files case against Argentina's frontrunner, Javier Milei, days before presidential election. Every single time. Just like with Bolsonaro in Brazil and Donald J. Trump in USA. And it's all being worked behind the scenes by the CIA. The Carnegie Endowment. He's in charge of the CIA right now, running the show. The director of the CIA is the former head of the Carnegie Endowment. You might want to find out their plans for you and your family. Their plan is to end all war and conflict by ending humanity as we know it and having very small genetically engineered enclaves of humanoids. If they decide to keep any humans on Earth, they have a life extension accelerated evolution program to create a new entity to which they can upload their consciousness and transcend this planet. It's been their cult goal for hundreds of years on record. Arthur C. Clarke was a member of it. Almost all of his books that were fiction were based on that, from Childhood's End to 2001 Space Odyssey. I could have joined them, but I didn't, because I have the Holy Spirit, and it tells me I'll be separated from God if I do that. And in just the last 48 hours, just like it was going in an elevator to another level, I moved up in my connection to God, and got upgraded. You don't just find Christ in the Holy Spirit and be born again at one level. It happens at levels over and over again. And I just feel sorry for those that don't know God, because it's been an incredible 48 hours since the transformation happened. My discernment increased, my focus, my clarity, as it's done the last two times this happened. But this is way bigger than the first two levels. I know you can feel it too. Many of you have accelerated your spiritual connection to God. And that's very, very encouraging. I'm going to start the next hour. I'm going to break about 6 minutes. And I'm going to get into the good news. Only 2% of the people in the United States, similar numbers in Europe and around the world, where the same programs being put into place, only 2% are taking the COVID booster shot. So that's totally fallen on its face. But then we got some really horrible news on the other diseases now confirmed by the British government. The British Health Service did an extensive study of what the shots are doing. They didn't do the studies before, but since they rolled it out, they're doing it on people that have been taking the shots. And they've got some very interesting news for you. Very horrible news. Of course, I didn't need to read these studies to see it. It was all in the October 2000 FDA document that gave their list of probable side effects that are actually the main effects. And, well, let's just say it runs from bad to worse. So if you think myocarditis and heart attacks and blood clots and strokes aren't fun, well, wait till you hear about this. Almost everybody I know that did get a hot shot, because a lot of them were salines, they were doing range finding and their weapon targeting, that's all declassified now, have incredible joint pain and other things since they did this. And since they start growing the prions in you. And now it's leaked out of the FDA and federal agencies that what they're taking to get rid of it. Yeah, there's cocktails that do it. Strangely enough, it's what all the scientists on our show have said is working. But imagine these monsters, because some of them took it, and they're, most of them didn't. That's come out around the world, that the governing class, they didn't take it, but some of their idiot employees did. Not even idiot, just gullible, childish, foolish. Got that for you. That's all coming up next hour. Let me raise a topic here for everybody. We have extended the sale through Wednesday. We really do have to end it because it's selling out, but you buy it when we do these sales. We haven't offered 60% off on products in over a year, not even last Christmas, if I remember correctly. 60% off BrainForce Plus, a good, clean, high-powered, amazing nootropic. That's science talk for healthy stimulant that doesn't have a letdown. It's really good. You can take toxic, horrible stuff that'll make you bounce off the walls that's, quote, stronger, but then you have a horrible letdown, and it's a jittery effect. Not this. It's really an amazing formula, 60% off. That sale's got to end. We've got 50% off on DNA Force Plus. That's an incredible deal. 40% off on Real Red Pill Plus. That sale has to end very, very soon. And that's what funds our operation. I would encourage all of you while you're at it at InfoWarsStore.com. The books start shipping in 4 days. They'll be in bookstores on the 24th. But if you want to get a signed copy as a fundraiser or an unsigned copy, you know, the unsigned copy is 20-something bucks. The signed copy is $99 because it's a fundraiser to keep us on air. If you wouldn't have gone and gotten the fundraiser book last year, The Great Reset, War of the World, we wouldn't be on air. So I'm really counting on you to get the book. It's a couple hundred pages longer than the last one. It's the Great Awakening that we're seeing in front of us. A lot of it's the enemy's latest operations, their Satanism, their pedophilia, murdering their children, having their juices sucked out and injected into them. I'm not joking. That's just one section of a chapter. It really is a powerful book. The other book was powerful, and Death Star plans, but this is Death Star Plan 2.0 and then how to stop them and the future we can build together. It's all about God and consciousness. Really proud of the book. So get it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWars Platinum, HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD are all amazing. They're back in stock as well, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, tell everybody you know, tune in. People you don't know, tune in. That's how we get past the censors and stop these monsters. We'll be back with hour number two. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
origin of Friday the 13th has its roots in the ongoing Holy War, specifically Friday the 13th in October, which is noteworthy, seeing as how a worldwide Islamic jihad has been called for today on Friday the 13th in October. The Knights Templar gained wealth and power by fighting as mercenaries for the Catholic Church during the Crusades. Their headquarters was in the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, on Mount Moriah, where Abraham built an altar to sacrifice his son. King Solomon's Temple is a central component of all three Abrahamic religions, and especially in Western occultism. The Templars were officially known as the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon, or Templar Knights. Masonic lodges are based on the Temple of Solomon. Kabbalah teaches that the Temple of Solomon represents the metaphysical world and the descending light of the Creator through the Tree of Life. The Templar Knights wore white mantles with a red cross, a symbology that can be found throughout the history of the Catholic Church and its offshoots. The rebuilding of King Solomon's Temple is a crucial goal of many religious groups and secret societies. The Templars were not only expert warriors, they were also pioneers in an early form of banking, and arguably one of the world's first multinational corporations. They acquired land throughout Europe and the Middle East, including the island of Cyprus. They owned and operated several farms and vineyards. They built massive stone cathedrals, and they had their own fleet of ships for war and for the import-export business. When Jerusalem was recaptured by Muslim forces in 1187, the Templars were forced to leave the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount, but they still managed many businesses and wielded much power. King Philip IV was deeply in debt to the Templars and began pressuring the church to take action against them. At dawn on Friday the 13th of October 1307, mass arrests were carried out against the Templars. Claims were made that the Templar recruits were forced to spit on the cross and deny Christ. They were accused of worshiping Baphomet and a mummified head believed to be that of John the Baptist. Dozens of Templars were burned at the stake, and the order was officially dissolved. The Temple Mount remained under control of Muslim forces until the British captured it in the Battle of 1917. 30 years later, the United Nations gave the land surrounding the Temple Mount to the Zionists, and the State of Israel has been encroaching upon it ever since. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet!
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal!
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Why?
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Fighting the good fight in the InfoWar. It's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. The globalists got their motor running. But not ours. They're shutting our power off, our food off, our fertilizer off, all over the world. Fox News. New data reveals a crash not seen since the Great Depression could hit in 2024. I agree. But Larry Fink, running all of this, has 88% control of all the major corporate money in the world. Oh, he says the Green New Deal is going to save you, even though that's the program shutting everything off while their profits double and triple. The average person goes bankrupt. Here he is at a conference last week.
So in my travels seeing governmental leaders, I talk about the need for more public-private investing. Whether it is in infrastructure, sustainability, whatever you want to say, power grids, what I see.
Pause and back it up 3 seconds. And again, let me be very clear. He controls 88% of the investment money in the world. That's on record. He says he'll use it to control your behavior. He's like, gee, the big corporations want to give you money so the economy turns back on. But he doesn't tell people here, but you've got to do with it exactly what we say. It's got to be digital, and you've got to buy what we tell you you can buy. That's beyond fascism. That's a totally technocratic technocracy system. Tracks everything you do, controls your money, tells you where you can use it, can cut it off anytime they want, and you got to spend it with them. I mean, woo! Where did I hear of that before? A couple thousand years ago. John the Revelator, Isle of Patmos. What'd that angel tell him? Oh, that's just science fiction. Well, whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy or they think they're bringing the prophecy forward, which they do, it's happening. Sorry, continue with Finke.
Public-private investing. Whether it is in infrastructure, sustainability, whatever you want to say, power grids. What I see is most democracies are having elevated fiscal deficits. I worry about it. I think it's going to be a crisis in the future. I believe we are hitting thresholds of just too much debt. The only solution we have now is...
I'm sorry, pause again. Back in 5 seconds. This is all lies. The consortium that controls BlackRock also controls State Street and Vanguard on record. Look it up. They brag about it. They're the ones lobbying to have bigger and bigger debt in all the Western governments. They're the ones buying up all the single-family dwellings and jacking up the prices. They're the ones cutting off the resources with their ESG demands of the companies. They're the ones literally funding the Anheuser-Busch crap with Dylan Mulvaney and the Disney stuff, all of it. And then they go, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Crickets, it's so terrible. We just want to help you. We got money for you. Just put these handcuffs on. Continue.
How we finance growth. Mm. And I think the way we're going to be able to finance growth is public-private. There's so much private money that is looking for great long-term investments to work, whether that is in power grids or infrastructure, in sustainability, charging stations, you name it. You know, and so in all our conversations is how can we reimagine finance? How can we find a better structure? And how can we then leverage public finance with private capital to augment growth?
Right.
And this is going to be the big key for the next 10 years. Oh my gosh. I mean, getting back to this whole idea of working with governments, public, private, it may not have that type of $1 trillion of explosive growth, but I do believe we can help make a difference in building better societies. We can prepare societies better, working with governments in terms of preparedness for elevated temperatures in the world. You know, we believe we are going to have to move more rapidly towards decarbonization. We believe that hydrocarbons, by the way, are going to be with us for a long, long time. And that's why we're working with energy companies, not against energy companies. That is why we said do not ever divest of hydrocarbons, which the far left doesn't agree with me. But in many cases, the far right disagrees with me. And so I guess we're doing something right when I'm getting attacked from both sides.
And that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Larry Fink funds the shutdown of the oil projects, all of it. And he at Davos brags about we've got to cut the resources off with King Charles. But then in front of this business group, he's just here to save you. He just wants to help you. They just run global policy. He runs Communist China's finances. He helped transfer our wealth over there, our jobs over there. But listen, just be reasonable. He's in the middle. He's not doing anything. He's got the left and right mad at him right now. Incredible. All right. Let's talk about what's really going on here. By the way, they did find the clip I mentioned. So we'll play that coming up here. Bill Gates joined CNN and the Nature Conservancy and everybody else coming out and saying, follow the science, trees are bad. Climate activists seek to save the planet by cutting down trees. Think I'm joking. I'm not. And he said, you know, are you scientists or are you dummies? We don't need to plant trees. That's another quote. Trees are not the answer. Because trees put off carbon dioxide and oxygen, and those are both nasty, nasty, nasty things. But don't worry, Larry Fink's going to cut all that off and cut your food off because he's a good man. He's a friendly, nice man. You know, in the Sam Bankman-Fried trial that came out that he was laundering on a weekly basis $100 million through Communist China to the Communist Chinese government, which came right back to the Democratic Party. Couldn't believe it was even in the New York Times last night. I read it last night. I already knew that was going on. And they admitted that he told his crew, dress like bums, have mustard on your shirt, have bozo hair. People think that's non-threatening. Now, how many times have I told you Sergey Brin and Larry Page and all of these people dress like goofy bums as camouflage? I mean, if you look at photos of former CIA Director Tenet, look up photos of CIA Director Tenet in trench coat, type that in. And he's always going around a black trench coat and a big black hat, and he'd walk into rooms going, yeah. Kind of like Hitler did, trying to project evil and power, and I'm evil, and you better watch out. But the smart ones go, look, I've got different colored socks. One's pink, one's green. Hey, don't worry about me. Got a little mustard stain. Woo! Oh, I'm Larry Fink. I talk like this. I'm not going to hurt you. We're opening more of those payday loan places with loan sharking rates, but it's okay. I'm a nice little old man. I'm Larry Fink. I'm Warren Buffett. Bend over. You will eat the bugs. So let me hit some of the good news. Oh, we got to go to break again, but I'm going to come back and hit this. The good news is, and they said this 3 weeks ago, Their environmental power grab's failing. Their COVID hysteria is failing. So now they said we're going to just cut your water off and launch big, fat, juicy wars. And boy, did they. And we'll be hitting all that coming up after I play the Bill Gates clip next segment. Yeah, there's Tenet. Type in CIA Director Tenet in trench coat. There's all these shots of him literally like he thinks he's Darth Vader. But see, when you look at a guy like that, you go, woo, that's a bad guy. But when they're like Sam Bankman-Fried, he's just a little sweetie pie, little butterfly flying around, land on a flower. It's like a child molester. You know, dresses up in like a clown to get your kid in the back of the van. So we're going to be coming back and talking about it all straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Those are the coordinates of victory. Human intelligence is incredible. When you get excited to share those links, nothing can stop you. So keep doing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to Infowars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win, the trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back live on this Monday, October 16th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Ezra Levant, who's an incredibly smart journalist, and he's also Jewish and spent a lot of time in Israel. Really respect him. I want to get his take. He'll be joining us for 45 minutes, coming up 15 minutes into the next hour. All right, so I want to spend a lot of time in that hour with him on the war, and I'm going to get into that actually starting next segment before he joins us. So very important full-spectrum analysis. I'll recap the incredible facts we know that I've already covered and then hit all the new stuff that's happened that is just unbelievable. U.S. troops set to deploy the Middle East, two aircraft carriers, Iran threatening war, Israeli offensive about to go forward. People said, oh, they're scared to go in. The flooding's not that bad. I checked it. 3-4 feet of water, very rare there, flooding streets. I mean, just absolutely insane. No, that's the storm. So Israel cut the water off, and then the skies opened up with water. Make of that what you will, but I agree with Steve Bannon, and I agree with Ron Paul, and I agree with my own research. This is a trap that Israel's going into, and I'll explain why coming up. So is the United States. So that's all coming up. So we played the clip 4 or 5 times a few weeks ago. I'm not going to play it again, but the World Economic Forum, there's a bunch of clips of them at their different forums where they push the globalist agenda. It's like the mouthpiece, the PR firm of the globalist, saying, okay, the COVID fear didn't get them to accept world government and world IDs and the UN treaty, so maybe a new virus will help. But global warming fear, global climate change didn't work. But cutting the water off is really going to work, and so is regional conflict around the world. And migrant crisis, which is mainly caused by cutting off the food the last 3.5 years. But why do the globalists want this? There's a lot of reasons. They want the power of life and death over people. They want to corrupt the medical system, have them commit incredible crimes, so then they can blackmail them. I mean, there's a lot of calculus that goes into this. But one of the biggest issues is they don't want to take care of old people and sick people. And Canada's the testing ground for the, quote, basic dictatorship that Trudeau has said repeatedly he wants. He said, I admire dictatorship. I admire Xi Jinping. I admire China. You want to see the clip again? I probably played it 400 times. I'm not going to play it again. Just look up. If you haven't seen it, Trudeau talks about basic dictatorship. Now he wants one. So they're passing laws to ban free speech. I mean, they're passing laws for cashless society to seize your bank accounts. And they're also passing laws to kill children without parental consent if they can convince your 10-year-old, don't you want to commit suicide? Mommy and daddy don't want you to, but you told the state you want to die, so they become your ward and they kill you. They're telling people that have back pain or been in car wrecks, hey, we're not going to give you money to be disabled, just kill yourself. So they're moving into the forced euthanasia situation. So here's a headline. This is out of Euronews. World Health Organization warns Europe it will face challenges as number of pensioners to jump 25% in coming decades. Canada's National Post and their CBC have all put out the exact same talking points, that the 25, 30% increase, what are we going to do? We don't have the money. The resources have gone away. And so that's really what these shots are about. They have the, quote, side effect of causing massive heart problems, myocarditis, you name it, in young people, because the oxygenation makes the spike protein grow even faster. That's why they're telling people that do have COVID or have taken the shot now that they got sick from, even mainline doctors are telling people, do not exercise while you're sick because it'll oxygenate it and grow the protein crystals. I was talking to a neighbor yesterday who took the shot, got sick. Very nice older lady. She's in pretty good shape until she took the shot. And her daughter is a MD. And her daughter told her, Her name's Lynn. Her daughter told her, well, take these different things to get rid of the spike protein. It's all the stuff we, you know, promote, obviously, in nitric boost, the rest of it. But also don't exercise for a few weeks because that can pump it and get it growing. That's why it's killing all these football players and other athletes. So here's the headline. Only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID booster. The result is the fruit of U.S. public torching its credibility with its support for school closures, toddler masking, vax mandates, not asking pharma for RCT and other anti-science nonsense. So only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID booster. The result is the fruit of U.S. public health systems destroying its credibility. And here's an article on it from the Epoch Times. Only 2% of Americans have received their new COVID vaccine, even though it's been out for a month and a half now. Now, look at this big story out of Zero Hedge. And nothing against Zero Hedge. They're amazing. But the headline should have been, British government study warns of deadly dangers of COVID vax. Because it says it in the headline and in the study right here that is done by the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. So that's the British government doing a study, finding what all the other studies found. So the headline should be British government finds serious, including deadly effects of the shot. And there's a whole bunch of these studies, miscarriages, 84% increase in the first two trimesters, 22% increase in the third trimester. And that's the New England Medical Journal. I mean, it's just whopper, whopper, whopper. Just all of this is stunning. Takes your breath away. But it's just par for the course. And we just normalize it. Okay, yeah, multi-thousand percent increase in heart attacks when you take it, and strokes, big deal, blood clots, so fun. Massive sterilization, so fun. Blood clots that the coroners are finding, no big deal. COVID-19 vaccine may trigger rheumatic inflammatory disease. And then you read this. Big percentages of people that they studied when they took the shot, so they've done the studies after they rolled it out, the British government found massive increase and 190 case studies published worldwide. So they looked at other studies as well, finding that it causes this horrible degenerative, including fatal disorder. But they did find a cocktail of things, if administered quickly, deals with it. Corticotropic steroids, a lot of other things that they're now admitting in the studies, like different plants and herbs, of course, the stuff we've been promoting here because we have scientists on, that will neutralize this crap. But they don't want you to know that. And it's like a cockroach infestation with these spike proteins. You bomb yourself with the ivermectin and all this other stuff, it'll knock it out for a while, but a little bit stays and grows back. You got to do a lot of people. I mean, Rob Dude looked 10 years, 15 years older. It almost killed him a few years ago. And he literally just did all these cycles of glutathione and breathing it and taking all these vitamins and taking all these, you know, something that's a nitric boost. And his beard went almost completely gray. It came back brown, and he looks like he did before he got COVID. Miraculous. But that's a guy that does research and is just was gobbling supplements, just gobbling, you know, everything they said. He doesn't even know what worked because he took basically everything. But the point is that they all know this and don't want you to know it. Go look into this. I've got a lot more. I got even sicker news. I got to get to the Bill Gates stuff and the war news. But I'm going to finish up with this because wait till you heard about bounties of $53,000 to put somebody on a ventilator and kill them around the world. UN set the standards. It's worse than that. A new bounty has been discovered.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go right back to the huge COVID news and then shift gears into cutting off the carbon, including cutting down trees. And then I'm going to move into the war news that's so important and so central, but I don't want all the other issues to be overshadowed by it. So we haven't covered it in the first hour and a half. We're going to start drilling into that for the rest of the transmission here in a little while. But please remember, we have game-changing products that are incredible and work and do amazing things and are high quality at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from our three different types of organic essential oil-infused toothpaste, from the turmeric, the activated charcoal, the tooth whitening, coral calcium that rebuilds your teeth, they're all available. They're amazing at InfoWarsStore.com, the Dr. Jones Naturals that are so great. Be sure and check out all the Dr. Jones Naturals products
there at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have the trifecta sale running that we increased, where you get 60% off on Brain Force Plus, our incredible nootropic. That's unprecedented. 50% off DNA Force Plus, incredible. 40% off Real Red Pill Plus. And two of these are close to selling out, so why are we still doing the sale? Because you respond so much, you come into the store, get an incredible deal, and you tend to buy other stuff, and that we've done the numbers that allows us to operate. We really need to get extra funds in so we can go cover stuff on the street and continue on. We're above treading water, but close to treading water, barely in the black. But the real reason to get these products is these are amazing. And, of course, they keep us on air. So that sale was supposed to end last week, and I just said, no, I want to continue it. So it's got to end. I don't know what new sale to come up with, but I'm going to work on that the next few days. And we'll have some other stuff on sale as well, but I don't really know what it is we have to be on sale because, you know, that's the catch 22 we're in. We sell the product we have, then barely have money to buy more product. It takes time to get it. It's really hard to make these products because we go with the very best ingredients. It's hard to source those. We haven't had X2 in a year. And that's because it is the only pure iodine on the market. It's atomic iodine. And, you have to have a DEA license to have it. And the lab we've been using for a decade said, well, there's a political correctness and attacks. We're not going to make this for you anymore. And so we got another big lab to do it. That took a long time to get. And then they keep trying to get it down. This is all lab tested FDA, you know, systems down to this particle size it's supposed to be, or you can't sell it because it's DEA controlled because you can, it's such a powerful compound, I'm kind of going off on a rabbit trail here, such a powerful element that you can make methamphetamine and stuff with it. So you have a DEA license. That's why it's so powerful. Other people saying they have atomic iodine do not have it. Nobody does this. Nobody. We're the only ones. They've been trying to do it for 8 months. They finally have the patented process down, and they're getting it done right now. They finally cracked it. They're having to do it in little bitty batches. And so we should have it in a few weeks, hopefully. But, I mean, it isn't a game. I can sit there and sell crap all day. DNA Force Plus is incredible. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the other ingredients are on record making your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA strands. They don't grow them. They make them last longer, which is basically the same thing. So it's all there. Let's say a candle is your life. And when that candle burns out, you die. Well, imagine if you could make a candle burn a lot longer. That's what the ingredients in DNA Force do. Young or old, you should all be on it. When I forget to take it, I'm so stupid. It is amazing. The energy it gives you in your cells is over the top. It cleans out your blood. DNA Force Plus, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the great InfoWars Platinum line is back in stock. My new book starts shipping in 4 days. That is The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. If you like the last book, this one, quite frankly, is even more powerful and 200 pages longer than the last. Okay. So, the British government, the United Kingdom Health Service, has come out and said, looking at hundreds of studies in their own study of people that take the shot, that it causes this horrible rheumatic inflammatory disease that can kill you. And it's killed a bunch of people. So that's pretty big. Now look at this. We've got the article and study. Did you know Blue Cross Blue Shield, the biggest insurance company in the world, pays pediatricians $40,000 bonuses for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2? So they give them the dozens of shots and pressure the parents and do all that. You wonder why they do it. It's because they're given a bounty for every 100 patients of $40,000. Think about how much money that is per child. But pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated, and that includes the flu vaccine. That's why the pediatricians, quote, fire their patients if they don't let them inject their children. They're being paid a murder bonus, a sterilization bonus, a autism bonus. Here's the big article on it. How much money do pediatricians really make from vaccines? very important report. Now, is that amazing or is that insane? Is that over the top? Remember, they get $53,000, or the equivalent, in Europe, in Australia, in Canada, in the U.S., same everywhere, same lies, same propaganda, when they put a tube into your lungs and put you on a respirator, a ventilator. Even though with the inflammatory response, you need steroids and other things, they know it's a death sentence. It causes more of an inflammatory response, but they wanted you dead. That's now proven fact. I told you 3.5 years ago, it's all been proven. Murderers with a worldwide murder program of depopulation. Now, since I mentioned it, there's all the CNN articles and Atlantic Monthly articles. Here's another one out of Zero Hedge. Climate activists seek to save the planet by cutting down trees. And it goes through the whole thing. Now, they've been saying this for a decade, but now Bill Gates has built a facility to cut down trees. Cut down trees and bury them. And he's going to get taxpayer money to do it. What a nice man. So here he is recently saying, oh, trust the science. Don't be a dumb environmentalist. We don't need to plant more trees. Trees are the problem. Now, that's gaslighting. Two men can have a baby, or two women in the prison can have a baby. No, it's a man and a woman. And now trees are bad. Trees are bad. Here he is.
I don't use some of the less proven approaches.
Such as?
I don't plant trees.
There's a lot of people who are very enamored with trees. We've got trees on this stage. Some people would even say that if you just planted enough trees, it could take care of the climate issue altogether.
And that's complete nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
He loves to giggle when he lies. He's got that fraudster giggle going there, that duper's delight, as they call it. Trees put out carbon dioxide and oxygen, mainly oxygen. They clean the atmosphere. They're amazing. You instinctively love them. You know they're good. But mothers and fathers and nuclear families are bad, and so are trees. And they're cutting them down, and he's got a big facility doing it right here in the United States. Of course, when you lose the trees, you start deforesting. Then the water runs off, the soil runs off, and you get erosion, and then you get badlands and deserts. But again, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I know trees are bad. You got me, Bill Gates. But that's the reality. You tell the average person they're doing this, and they don't believe you because it's so outrageous. But remember, they're targeting children right now in school. I have articles here. They teach kids, you think trees are good? No, they're bad, and so is grass. But he cuts down and clear cuts everything and puts these huge solar farms everywhere where there's no life. But that's good. That's good. And of course, it's extremely toxic, the mining process to get the stuff for solar panels. But it's okay because he owns and controls much of the market in China where we get our solar panels from. We'll be right back with the over-the-top war news. Stay with us.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Biden was on 60 Minutes last night, and it was a doozy. I actually watched the full 20-minute interview. And, or whatever it was, something like that. And just a bumbling idiot. Even 60 Minutes put out a release, press release saying, well, he was very tired. The puppet in chief, the third unelected administration of Obama. That's what all the evidence shows. And he had this whopper here. And we have a clip of Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve as well, Janet Yellen, backing him up on this, saying, we can fund unlimited wars. We have unlimited money. That's what America does. We go attack the Russians, and we go get involved in the Middle East, and we do all this. But I've got clips of 60 Minutes speaking of that that I hadn't seen in years. Somebody found it. I saw it on Twitter this morning. Of Madeleine Albright and like 4 minutes of the piece that I'll play next hour before Ezra Levant joins us, where she says 500,000 kids is good. I'm glad we killed them. We'll do it again. We do it again. And it's the larger piece of the report showing the little kids dying because they couldn't get penicillin. That was blocked because they tripled the sanctions that George Herbert Walker Bush had put on them. I mean, we're talking cold-blooded killing here. So we're going to be getting to all of that coming up here in just a few minutes. But you can say what Hamas did was terrible. I think it is terrible, but Saddam didn't attack Israel. In fact, he fought Iran and was actually pro-Israel early on, and then he got set up, and then they starved millions of people to death before they removed him, and now Iraq is worse than ever was, and they lied about WMDs. But here is Biden just, oh, we're the United States of America. We're invincible. Is that why we lost 58,000 Americans and over 300,000 wounded? Is that why we killed 2 million Vietnamese? Is that why the Vietnamese beat us? I think if the Vietnamese came here, I don't know, nowadays we might run a white flag up, but if the Vietnamese came here and tried to take us over, we would beat them. Of course we would. It's their country. So this government couldn't defeat the Vietnamese, but now we're going to defeat the Russians with nuclear weapons, the Chi-Coms, and all the Arab countries, and at the same time we're bringing record numbers of the Muslims in who are sleeper cells everywhere, hundreds of thousands, and millions in Europe, hundreds of thousands of military-age men here, like 8 million military-age men in Europe right now, in the last 15 years from Middle East and Africa, Muslims. So there's a larger thing at play here. We're being set up. The West is being set up, and China is heavily involved, so is Iran. And we're walking right into the trap, and so is Israel. But here's O'Biden last night.
Are the wars in Israel and Ukraine more than the United States can take on at the same time?
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense. We have the capacity to do this, and we have an obligation to. We are the essential nation, as to Paris phrase, the former Secretary of State. And if we don't, who does?
So, in 1950, the Korea War started, and we had badasses back then, the Marines, the Army, all of them, including my uncles and everybody were over there. And then when the Chinese sent 3 million across the border there, and MacArthur wanted to use nukes to stop them, Harry Truman wouldn't let them. Back then, China didn't have nukes. We could have beat them. But we didn't. Now China has tens of thousands of nukes and missiles and submarines ahead of us. So does China. So does Russia. And now he says we can beat all of them at the same time. So absolute crap. Totally insane. And if the bigger war kicks off in the Middle East, you can bet your bottom dollar, your bottom euro, your bottom ruble, your bottom shekel, your bottom yen, yuan. You can bet your bottom peso. You can bet your bottom lira. That China's going to move into Taiwan. They're already all over the South China Sea. This is the eve of full worldwide war. And then the globalists will get their surveillance state, get their police state, get their censorship, get their forced shots, got their FEMA camps built, expanded COVID centers everywhere. And that's how they think they're going to get their agenda through. And that's the big takeaway. I should have just stated I have a problem. I like to go over all the facts and evidence and research and different topics. And then I'll kind of sum up what's going to happen. But I want the crew, and this is uploaded to band.video later, to take just this little part, put it right on the front of the 4-hour show. Just a few minutes of me explaining that we're being maneuvered into world war so the EU that's falling apart and the globalist US is falling apart can crack down and come after their citizens. And I've got the FBI director even in a speech this Saturday in San Diego to the Law Enforcement Association saying the two big threats now are Islamic terror and right-wingers. Right-wing terrorism and activities almost non-existent unless it's ginned up by the feds like the Whitmer kidnapping plot in Michigan or January 6th. We all know that. But they don't care. So he gives a speech and suddenly Islamic terror was on the radar. Now it is. Now there's sleeper cells. Now there's Hezbollah. Now there's Hamas, which is true. But he had to add, I've got the video. You want to see it? Them running around. Ray running around saying, oh, yeah, and the right-wingers. That's the other big threat, domestic right-wingers. But I mentioned it, so let's play it. Here's Yellen, head of the Federal Reserve, saying that, well, just hear it for yourself. We have unlimited money. Remember, the last head of the Fed said to Congress, there's no amount of money we can't print. That's called being delusional. Here it is.
What this all means, Paul Tudor Jones, the famed investor, was on CNBC this week, and he said, this is the most threatening and challenging geopolitical environment that I've ever seen At the same time, the U.S. is in its weakest fiscal position since World War II, with debt to GDP at 122%. Can the West afford another war at this time?
I think the answer is absolutely. America can certainly afford to stand with Israel and to support Israel's military needs. And we also can and must support Ukraine in its struggle against Russia. And look, the American economy is doing extremely well.
Yeah, Paul Krugman in the New York Times last week said there is no inflation. We've won the war against inflation. And I mean, that's more ridiculous than saying flying monkeys come out of Janet Yellen's butt. This is a woman that can't even shave hair off her face. But she's our general now. We absolutely can have more wars. Reminds me of Madeleine Albright. Of course we killed 500,000 kids. I'll do it again. It was happy-making. Exhilarating. Oh, that's Soros talking about working with the Nazis. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, U.S. picks troops to prepare for potential deployment to the Middle East. Wall Street Journal. First it was 2,000, now it's 7,000. Pentagon is doubling U.S. military presence in the Middle East to deter further attacks with a second aircraft strike force on its way. They're talking about a third. And really big articles out of Israel, and they've released some of the video, where Hamas knew where the secret Mossad and Shin Bet bases were to go cut off command and control and had maps of the secret locations. And when they got there, the Mossad agents hid under a bed and cried. This is in the Israeli news. Wow. You talk about a paper tiger. I mean, if there's a war going on and I think Hamas is coming to my house, I'm going to have my guns out. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. But they attack a Shin Bet base, a Mossad base, no guard at the gate. They go in, they get all the secret documents, and on the surveillance video, they pull out a piece of paper telling them where the hidden rooms are, and they go, and the Mossad agents are hiding under the bed. You think that's safe to do? It was only four guys coming to kill them. They've been told nobody's going to resist. Nobody at the guard gate. You go into the base. It's got 3 foot thick, big thick walls. Do they sit there and blast out the windows and kill those bastards? I can shoot four guys in 3 seconds. I'm going to say I'm the best around. You've seen me with a handgun 100 yards away, metal targets that far. Bing, 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 with a rifle 100, 200 yards away. Bing, 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 bing. Not them, though. Let's hide under this bed. Hurry, quick. They're liberals, folks. That's who they've hired. Imagining how powerful they are, but not because they've been a standout. They've been the chumps. They said, hey, you guys stay behind. Have a nice weekend. We'll see you later because it was a standout. The real soldiers were gone. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Canadian establishment's long-standing connections and admiration for the Nazis got sloppy, and the fallout hasn't ended.
This embarrassing moment in Parliament honoring a Nazi unit soldier,
he's a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero,
is prompting calls for Canada to reckon with its own history.
How did the Nazi war criminals get in, and how were they able to avoid any accountability all this time?
It's unclear how many alleged war criminals were admitted after the Second World War. One Jewish group estimates the number is in the thousands. It's Canada's dirty little secret. The Duchenne Commission probed the issue in the 1980s. Part of its report made public, the rest marked secret. The names of Nazi collaborators never released.
But this all began even before Normandy was stormed. As The Guardian reported in 2004, George W. Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. A network of financiers that is as hidden as the Epstein list. Prescott Bush's business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz. An even stranger twist to the narrative, Aleister Crowley served as a spy for the British government. The Beast left his admirers in Berlin in 1932 as Hitler rose to power as the Chancellor in 1933. Oddly enough, Deputy Fuhrer Rudolf Hess was obsessed with Aleister Crowley. After World War II, the rat lines that sent the Nazis scurrying through the Vatican, Spain, and South America landed them in safe harbor in the United States and Canada. One of these rat lines supplied Operation Paperclip that built NASA, the CIA, and the NSA. Decades later, the occultic Nazi death culture continues to flow through the U.S. from Hollywood to Washington, D.C. in one way, shape, or form.
Let me introduce you first, though, to Zina LaVey. Her father, Anton LaVey, is, the founding father of Satanism in this country. Dr. Aquino, the high priest of the Church of Set.
Temple of Set.
Temple of Set, also a colonel, interestingly enough, in the United States Army.
Whether it's D.C. insider John Podesta's spirit cooking, uncovered by WikiLeaks, or President Biden's Committee on the Arts and Humanities appointee, blatant Satanist Lady Gaga, the common thread is the no-talent poser artist and Crowley disciple Marina Abramovich. So it wasn't a massive surprise when Ukrainian President Zelensky appointed the talentless artist and darling of the satanic elite, Marina Abramovich, as the ambassador to Ukraine, with a focus on the school children of Ukraine.
The Israeli and Ukrainian presidents gathered for an official ceremony for the unveiling of a new interactive memorial, Crystal Wall of Crying, by world-renowned performance artist Marina Abramovich. The wall is meant to be a symbolic extension of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and incorporates crystals from the Ukraine and Brazil in an interactive installation.
Abramovich, a devout follower of Aleister Crowley, who at the very least ritually sexually abused children. While Marina has carried the concepts of Crowley's nauseating thelema into the 21st century.
Marina, I think you are so wonderful. So
beautiful and inspiring. And as a woman, I am want to translate what her work means into my own life on a domestic level. I am obsessed with this woman. She is so incredible.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children.
In an article that would make Goebbels beam with pride, the Washington Post suggested using black magic to summon demons against Trump supporters.
I've been interested in golems for a long time. In Ashkenazi Jewish folklore, the golem is a humanoid creature created out of mud or clay, 9-10 feet tall, but don't let the golem wander too far. You're going to need him again. You're going to have to resurrect him once again before long.
Meanwhile, the Church of Satan puts in their full support behind the Ukrainian war effort as more and more Ukrainian soldiers are recorded conducting pagan blood rituals and celebrating their Nazi forefathers. John Bound reporting.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Questions. No one should be demonized for trying to research their world. No one should ever let anyone control their mind. And that's what conspiracy is all about.
Informed Ezra Levant will be joining us coming up to talk about from his research and sources what's really happening in Israel and the wider Middle East. Coming up here in about 10 minutes when we start the next segment. We got so much to cover I haven't drilled into yet, but we got 45 minutes with us. We got plenty of time. Let me talk about this. I got approached almost 2 years ago by some really amazing patriots that I was introduced to by friends here in Austin, who are some of the most successful whiskey makers, special batch whiskey makers in the United States. And they said, hey, you got funding issues. It's really hard to break in the whiskey market. We are really successful. And they showed me all the special brands they'd done and things for household name people. They said, hey, for George Washington, they literally said this when I had dinner at Sounder Steakhouse almost 2 years ago. They said, George Washington with Sam Adams funded the war with beer and whiskey. And people, you know, you're not pushing alcohol on anybody. People that already drink, want collector's items, you should do it. And I said, sure, bring me what you think's the best. And they said, well, we think a Kentucky bourbon is, you know, high quality, really good, the most popular, and we've got some of the best out there ready for you. Want to do a first 10,000 bottle run. And I said, fine. Took them 6-8 months to get it ready. They had a great idea to make a very special first bottle. It's collectible. That if you aim a black light on it, does a bunch of special things. I'll show you in a moment. And then, even though these guys are bigwigs in this, they had distributors shut them down. They had people say no. They went through hell for a year. So what's happened is the whiskey's been aged an extra year on top of the, 3 years it's been aged. And it just gets better and better. So we came out with this. And again, most revolutionaries kidnap people and rob banks to fund themselves. We don't do that. So for folks that are moralists, think this is bad, hey, that's your issue. I'm not a hypocrite. I drink some. All I'm saying is this is a collector's item. It funds the operation. There's one place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And there's a lot of merch there as well, a lot of cool things that are, you know, coming, not just whiskey, but a whole conspiracy culture where we embrace the label conspiracy theorist, conspiracybourbon.com. That was the CIA term they developed after they killed Kennedy. They said, don't debate all the evidence of multiple shooters and all the evidence. Just call them conspiracy theorists. Well, what does Elon Musk say? We're running out of conspiracies that didn't come true. They've all come true. So this is going to be a collector's item. There's only 10,000 bottles of it. We could easily sell it for $200 a bottle. It's 60-something bucks a bottle. This is very special, and these are great guys that put this together, and they went through hell. So it's a year older, which is not good for tomatoes or oranges to be older, but it is good for whiskey. And it was great whiskey before. It's even better sitting in a bottle for a year. So it is available at conspiracybourbon.com, and I expect it will sell out probably in a week or so. And then we'll come out with a whole new one after that and a whole new design, but it'll be the same incredible stuff. We've got a plan for a tequila, everything, and then it'll fund the second American revolution. It shouldn't just be the Seagram's folks and the leftists and Dylan Mulvaney and Anheuser-Busch selling their pedophilia and transgenderism, castrating our children and cutting our little daughter's breast off. This will be used to fight the New World Order. So if you want to get it, this is your chance. ConspiracyBourbon.com. And let me just, before I get back to the news, show you this. Okay? This was the idea of the guys that developed this. They've shot a bunch of interviews with me and other people that'll be out soon. But overhead shot, please. This is a blacklight. If you have a blacklight at it, look at that. Thus to all tyrants, that's the Virginia famous saying, death to tyrants. It's got a bunch of coded messages in it, a bunch of globalist conspiracies, things they've done. And remember, truth is mightier than the sword. And on the back, it's got the 10 rules of the conspiracy imperatives. Very powerful. And there's a lot of other cool things about it. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want your bottle, go to conspiracybourbon.com. And there's really crazy liquor laws, so it'll be available in 37 states as well. Limited supplies are going to be hitting some stores, but there'll be a bottle or two per some of these stores that's gone. And so this is your chance to get it. Conspiracy Bourbon at conspiracybourbon.com. Can't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Can't call 888-253-3139 to order it. ConspiracyBourbon.com. is the one place. And I'll bet my bottom dollar that these things are going to be, this is my opinion, but I bet this first batch, I bet these bottles are selling for $1,000 a piece in a couple years. So it's up to you whether you want to get it at conspiracybourbon.com. Separately, if you want to support the broadcast, get a historic book, start shipping in 4 days. I got to start today signing these suckers. It's a fundraiser, signed copies, InfoWarsStore.com. Unsigned copies, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to send it to number one, get it at Amazon.com. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Alex Jones, InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you want to get it for a lower price, you can just share it, give it to the library, whatever, get it at Amazon.com. So we do want to send it to number one. All right, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm very proud of The Great Reset and the War for the World. This book's almost twice as long. Took me 4 or 5 times longer to write. I did recordings and was heavily involved writing the last one, but they had to condense it down. I spent unbelievable amounts of time on this book. This is all the globalist current crimes, their master plan, how to stop them, but also the alternate plan to offer to counter them. Now we're going to, let's just skip this break. I want to cut to Ezra Levant's time. Let's play a clip from 60 Minutes in 1996, the Clintons have been in power for 3.5 years, and they tripled conservatively the sanctions that Bush and the CIA, Bush Sr., had put on Iraq. No food, no water, no medicine, no penicillin, no machine parts, and they couldn't sell their oil. Saddam never attacked Israel. He was CIA trained in Egypt in the 50s. That's declassified. He attacked the Iranians, killed millions of them at our behest. Then they double-crossed him. He turned against him. I'm not saying he's an angel, but compared to Obama, he is. He's a little devil, instead of a big devil. And millions and millions dead by these sanctions, 500,000 children. It went on for a few years, so the estimate is 2 million dead Iraqi children. And here's the pig, Madeleine Albright, like the pig, Janet Yellen, knows nothing about war, couldn't wipe her own ugly ass. And there she is going, oh, well, he's got a yacht, and they show some old boat. Oh, Saddam's got all this money, so it's okay, we won't sell his oil. By the way, they told him he owed him tens of billions of dollars from the Iran-Iraq war when he'd been told by the West he didn't know it. That's why he wouldn't pay the IMF World Bank the money he couldn't pay. And so then all that happened because Iraq was weak. He'd worked with the CIA. Their entire intelligence agencies were basically half CIA and Israeli intelligence and other things. And we totally set up Saddam, and it was wrong. And that helped Iran, who is actually out of control and our enemy. So we're hearing from a lot of Israelis that all the Muslims are to blame and all the Palestinians are to blame. Well, no, they're not. And if Israel goes ahead with this wiping out of all these Palestinians, it's going to really hurt Israel. And I hope Israel doesn't walk into that trap. And I understand it's terrible what Hamas did. Why did our government give them $6 billion? Why did they give them the $87 billion of equipment and weapons? That's their deal to do this. They're not. Iran's not under Western control, but it does deals. And it's sick. And there's a larger plan we'll talk about with Ezra Levant coming up. But here's that report from the time capsule. We played short clips before, but I want you to see it in context. Here it is.
To punish Saddam Hussein for invading Kuwait and to make sure he doesn't do anything like that again or worse, the UN imposed sanctions on Iraq, the harshest, most comprehensive sanctions in modern times. Very little goes into the country. Virtually no oil goes out. The United States...
By the way, hit pause and start it over. Start over while you get Ezra Levant on. Kuwait was slant drilling. He'd gone to the UN stealing their oil. And I'm not for what Saddam did. And they claim Saddam threw babies out of incubators and all this. None of that was true. So I'm just saying, think about what this did in the Middle East. It made it more unstable so ISIS and everybody could take over. Let's continue.
To punish Saddam Hussein for invading Kuwait and to make sure he doesn't do anything like that again or worse, the UN imposed sanctions on Iraq, the harshest, most comprehensive sanctions in modern times. Very little goes into the country. Virtually no oil goes out. The United States says there wouldn't be any sanctions at all if Saddam stopped lying about his destructive weapons and complied with UN demands. Meanwhile, it's no secret that the sanctions are causing hardships. It's not the leaders who are suffering. It's the people, and especially the children. This is a ward in a pediatric hospital in Baghdad for severely malnourished children. And everywhere we went, we saw children like these, malnourished, some close to starvation. We saw children who needed medicine they couldn't get. And this little boy died of pneumonia an hour after we took these pictures because there were no antibiotics. Jane Pierce works for the United Nations World Food Program.
Most people don't realize what's going on. They don't see pictures of babies like we've just seen here. You know, babies that are a third of their recommended weight.
Before 1990, mm-hmm. before the war and before these sanctions, mm-hmm. Was this all unheard of in this country?
Yeah. Yes.
Did not exist at all.
Didn't exist.
What's the problem? How come eight do not function?
Shortage of the spare parts.
Roger Normand, a human rights lawyer, was studying the water and sanitation plants that, like hospitals, used to have modern equipment.
Empty. This empty, all of them empty.
But Iraq has not been allowed to import chlorine under the sanctions because it could be diverted to making chemical weapons. Before sanctions, Iraq was one of the most industrialized and westernized countries in the Middle East with a large middle class. But under the sanctions, Iraq has been forbidden to sell oil. So even though the sanctions would allow the country to buy food and medicine, Saddam Hussein claims they don't have enough money to buy them. But Madeleine Albright, the United States representative at the UN, says the sanctions haven't hurt him.
We have found out that he has spent an incredible amount of money on things that are his priorities. Let me show you for the first time what his priority is. This is the presidential yacht.
And he's bought this since the sanctions went into effect?
He has used it. It takes upkeep. Now, in addition to this presidential yacht, he has built 48 new palaces since the war, refurbished others to the tune of $1.5 billion.
She says the U.S. is trying to prevent Saddam Hussein from making and dropping a nuclear bomb or chemical weapons on other countries. And she says he's still lying about his weapons programs.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it. It is a moral question, but the moral question is even a larger one. Don't we owe to the American people and to the American military and to the other countries in the region that this man not be a threat?
All right, I don't really need to ask any questions. I really respect Ezra Levant. He's one of the smartest geopolitical brains out there. Many years ago, he launched a conservative network in Canada that became the highest rated in the country. Then the government shut it down. Now, Justin Trudeau, that admits he wants a, quote, basic dictatorship in Canada, is coming after him more, and they've got legislation to basically shut down everything. But that's another issue. The trucker protests, the tyranny, the social credit score, the grabbing the bank accounts. But Ezra Levant's with us for the balance of the hour to talk about what we saw in Israel now 9 days ago and the response. And again, I can't stand Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran. But China and Persia are two of the oldest cultures on earth, thousands, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old. You can see the trap Israel's going into in Gaza. That's my view. Hamas won't let people flee, so they all get killed. The world's going to see that, and world opinion's going to turn against Israel, which is already happening. I get it. We bombed Dresden. We blew up Germany when they did. My grandfather was there dropping the bombs. But the public doesn't understand this. And then there's the issue of the stand down. I mean, clearly, you know, 7 hours. Where are the attack helicopters? 5 or 6 of them could have stopped this. Is the government that disjointed, that divided after the shots and the lockdowns? This whole thing's a mess. But what I do know is Biden gave $6 billion 5 weeks ago to Iran, which went right to Hezbollah, right to Hamas, which they admit. And we gave them $87 billion in equipment and weapons a few years ago in Afghanistan. And now our borders are open. And hundreds of thousands of other than, quote, Mexicans, most of them Islamicists, are now here in our country protesting, promising attacks. I've got videos we haven't even gotten to of them attacking Jews and attacking synagogues in England and France and stabbing and killing people. And all you see in the news is one crazy guy in America stabbing a young Muslim. That's wrong. Ezra Levant, this just, you can see the danger here with all these wars popping up and China obviously involved in this with Iran, hoping we're just diverted with these aircraft carriers and everything while they get ready to go into Taiwan. That's what I see happening. What do you see happening, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media?
I'm terrified of the same things you are. And I, like you, I think that there needs to be a deep explanation for how things could have gone so wrong in those attacks 9 days ago. How could the official response have been so late and so weak? And it is ironic that it was on the 50th anniversary to the day of the Yom Kippur War in 1973, where Israel was caught flat-footed. Israel, with its famous intelligence services and its high-tech military. And I think that that's astonishing. And I think there needs to be some deep investigations there. But in the meantime, what is Israel do? And that's, you know, I saw a picture of some wreckage in Gaza. And I thought, in some ways, it's a reminder of Stalingrad, but in other ways, it's just a trap for Israel soldiers to be booby-trapped or snipers. And I'm worried that there's no happy conclusion here. And I don't know what to offer as a end goal, because Israel did occupy Gaza until 2005, and then it completely removed every living Israeli and, frankly, exhumed the Jewish cemeteries there and removed the dead Israelis, too. Gaza was what Hitler would have called Judenrein, Jew-free, clean of Jews, handed over to the Palestinians with greenhouses, with farms, with houses, and it was quickly taken over by Hamas and turned, instead of into the Singapore or Hong Kong or Dubai of the region, it was turned into a terrorist base.
Just like Lebanon is now run by Hezbollah.
Yeah, and so for 18 years they've been building tunnels and secret entrances and traps and booby traps, and I am very scared about what will happen if a conventional army invades. So you can have they have F-35 jets. They have one of the best battle tanks around called the Merkava. But how does that work in an urban door-to-door environment? And as you mentioned, there are always civilian casualties in war. I mean, you mentioned the Dresden firebombings, the Tokyo firebombings. I mean, remember, the war ended after two atom bombs were deliberately detonated, not over Japanese military bases, but over civilian cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So civilian casualties are a terrible part of war, have been for all time. But when Israel is involved, the whole media shifts towards counting every single civilian who was killed. There was 1.5 million civilians killed in Iraq, at least. There were hundreds of thousands of civilians killed in Afghanistan. But when Israel gets involved, they count everyone, and it takes away Israel's moral authority. Hamas plays to that. That's why they base their commanders in schools, hospitals, apartment buildings. Not their tip-top commanders. They're in Doha, Qatar. Let me throw one thing at you, Alex.
No, that's what I was about. I actually had that in my list. Why doesn't Israel go kill the people in other countries? We know they can do it. Why not kill the leadership? I would support that.
Well, exactly. Think about what Antony Blinken just did. He went to Qatar. He went to Doha. And he met the emir there, and he expressed his appreciation to the emir for doing some negotiations. But just down the street at the Four Seasons, that's where Hamas's military leadership is based. And here you have Blinken tweeting how appreciative he is to Qatar. I just know in my bones that Trump would have called up the emir of Qatar and said, you hand them over or we're going to go in and get them. And there's no or else. He's just going to
do it. That's right. That's the next big issue. Why do we get the Abraham Accords and peace with Trump? Because he wasn't playing games.
Yeah, and remember when Iran tried something and there were American casualties, Trump went after Soleimani, a very, very senior military leader.
That's what you do. You kill their leaders. I wouldn't be upset if they killed the Ayatollah Khomeini right now. We need to kill the leaders. I will support killing the leaders right now.
I have a theory. You know, we see two American aircraft carriers in the region, and everyone assumes they're there to suppress maybe the Hezbollah in Syria, Lebanon. But maybe, and listen, I don't know, but it struck me, given how hostile this American administration is to Israel and how friendly they've been to Iran, including, like you mentioned, sending $6 billion to Iran just a few weeks ago, maybe those aircraft carrier groups are there to say to Israel, now don't you send any fighter jets over to Tehran. Don't you send any fighter jets over to Qatar.
Well, you're right. You notice that now Israel's backing off a little bit with the ground invasion. That's probably true.
You know, I don't know what the long-term fix is, because I don't think Israel can reoccupy. I don't know if it should or would or could reoccupy Gaza. And the thing is, when you train those students from kindergarten to be pro-terrorists, to hate the Jews, you're going to breed a generation of people who have deep within their heart, you know, a killing mentality. It's what Hitler did with the Hitlerjugend. It's what Mao did with the Red Guard.
I was just thinking, I talked to World War II vets, that the worst thing they had to do was kill like 10-year-olds, but they were shooting phosphorus-tipped grenades at their tanks. They had to kill them. We'll be right back with Ezra Levant. Absolutely. I didn't know what he was going to say, but I agree with him totally. This is sick. There's a larger geopolitical goal here We'll talk about what that is when we come back with Ezra Levant of Rebel Media. Ezra Levant at Twitter, at Ezra Levant and rebelnews.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something obvious right now, but it's usually the obvious things that we all miss, including myself. Everybody's getting very excited about the impeachment of Joe Biden. But remember, he is a total and complete puppet. It needs to be about the criminals that control him, the CIA, BlackRock, the multinational corporations. And people want to blame Obama. Yeah, he's above Biden, but he's still a puppet too. We need to make it about the power structure that's waging war against this country, that's deindustrializing us, attacking our culture, and creating race war. We need to make the impeachment all about the open borders and the human trafficking and the global government and the UN taking control of our medical system. That's what we need to do. That's what we've got to stand for. That's what is going to bring down the system. If we just make it about Biden, just about how horrible he is, now he's a pedophile, and now his son's a crackhead and gun charges, it becomes a distraction from the larger issues. We'll cover it all live at InfoWars.com/show.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You judge a tree by its fruits. And Rebel Media has done nothing but defend freedom unlike
waging
any other organization.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
RebelNews.com, battling the New World Order at point blank range. Ezra Levant, who is also Jewish, spent a lot of time in the Middle East, is a really smart guy. We are honored to have him. And, like, here's where I'm at. when I say things that look really bad that Israel did, or I say bad things about the jihadis, I'm trying to have a debate here. With everybody else, almost everybody else, they're just simply choosing a side. I'm with a 35,000 foot view or a million foot view, looking at our government giving them Afghanistan $87 billion of weapons and infrastructure, $6 billion 5 weeks ago. Then this happens. Then I've got Israeli newspapers with video confirming that they knew where the Mossad and Shin Bet bases were. And they were all, almost no one there, but a few people that got killed. And then you've got 7 hours, you've got Israeli generals driving from Tel Aviv down to save their families, wondering where is everybody. The soldiers on the ground, very small numbers, didn't know what was happening. There was no command and control. 5 attack helicopters. I've talked to folks involved in it. Would have wiped out those guys. Okay, there's an attack. We know what's going on. Within an hour, they're at the bases. They're up in the air. They're taking them out. So big picture here, how does this feed into the geopolitical situation? And what do we expect to come out of this? And what happens if Israel does go in? And then you've got the images of millions of people displaced. And then you've got China and Iran behind it. And then you've got Joe Biden, that's a CHICOM agent. This just really at a gut level, not just intellectually, Ezra Levant, makes me very, very concerned. At a level I've never been concerned, this concerned. You've got China about to move in Taiwan. You've got the situation in Ukraine, the Russians winning, and then you've got all the domestic issues. Ezra, please continue.
Yeah, you saw Biden saying, oh, we can handle the cost of two wars. He said that to 60 Minutes. You saw Yellen saying, oh, America's doing great. We can afford all these wars. I don't believe that. And look how stretched thin the United States is by giving so much of its ammunition and its weapons to Ukraine and now deploying 2 aircraft carrier groups to the region of Israel. I think China would accurately assess America at being at its weakest point in decades. And I am terrified of what they might try and do. And Iran, they sense the weakness, and neither China nor Iran nor Russia tried anything when Trump was there because he projected strength and a no-nonsense style. And Biden comes across as weak, cognitively in decline. But I think Blinken, who is not cognitively in decline, Blinken is at his intellectual prime. So what he says, I think people can take at face value. He goes to Qatar, where the terrorist headquarters is down the street, and instead of saying hand them over or stop them, he says, hey guys, I really appreciate all your help in facilitating these negotiations. So even when America speaks clearly and not in a senile way, it projects weakness. I am deeply worried about this, but there's one more thing I want to talk about, and that is what's happening on the home front. Because after Pearl Harbor, you know, there were some internment of Japanese Canadians, and I think the same thing happened in the United States. And I think there was some ethnic guilt by association. But what you did not see, Alex, is Japanese Americans, Japanese Canadians having rallies in San Francisco and Japan cheering Pearl Harbor. You know, when the Battle of Britain was going on, when German Luftwaffe was attacking Britain, you didn't see German Canadians, you didn't see German Americans having rallies in city centers in Boston or New York or Toronto cheering the Luftwaffe. You didn't see ethnic solidarity in North America cheering the killing of allies. That is a new phenomenon to see across America in Times Square, in LA, in San Diego, in Chicago, and in my country, in Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, to see not just people saying we're with civilians or we're against war, but to say we support what was done and to echo the phraseology of Hamas, from the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free. If you look at it, means get rid of every Jew in Israel. And I've just never seen such brazen embracing of a violent, nihilistic creed. Even the Nazis, Alex, not that they had the technology back then to live stream their atrocities, but they didn't particularly advertise that the death camps were death camps. If you look at the
that's right, they actually hit it. So we have an open, absolutely, and they have hundreds of thousands in the U.S., millions in Europe, of military age fighting men. I've watched the videos. You're saying we're going to kill all the Jews, we're going to burn Europe down, we're going to burn America down. They're out there very arrogant, and our own government's brought them in.
And you know, there's a lot of, you talk about the geopolitics, and I know you love to follow China, Iran, Russia. I do too. But in some ways, and obviously that affects America, America being the largest military in the world, America has bases around the world, America has economic interests everywhere. But in some ways, caring about foreign affairs is almost an indulgence compared to the home front, homeland security, protecting the heartland. And that's what actually scares me in a way I've never been scared before in my life. As you mentioned, I'm Jewish. I'm born and raised in Canada. Never for a second did I feel in danger or that I wasn't free and equal in this wonderful land of opportunity. I would have felt the same in the United States, obviously.
But now you have a dictatorial leader bringing in record levels of military-age men.
And for the first time ever, I see people in my own cities chanting that they want Hamas to succeed and continue on. And there's actually been some, you know, not pogrom scale attacks, but I don't know if I feel safe in my own homeland, my homeland being Canada. And so there's the foreign affairs, the entanglements, the alliances, the schemes and intrigues overseas.
That's what I'm getting from listeners. And this is what Michael Yon said last night. He said, hey, nothing against Israel, but if America falls, Israel's gone. He made the point, our countries are open, the borders are open, we're falling, and that should be front and center, absolutely.
Well, you saw the FBI director talking, you know, for the first time, and even Kissinger himself, for the first time said, well, maybe we brought in too many people from cultures that are not a fit. And yet, and we see Rishi Sunak, the PM of the United Kingdom, talking tough, but there has never been more boats crossing the English Channel packed with...
I was about to say, the fact that they're now backing off on this shows they've already pulled the trigger and they want plausible deniability. I think I was going to raise that for you. 100-year-old Kissinger... gravely mistaken to let in so many people of different cultures, religions, and concepts. We've got multiculturalism has failed and threatens to bring down British democracy, Home Secretary says. So the fact that they're still facilitating it but now backing away from it shows me they believe the inflection point or flashpoint is here. Is that what Ezra Levant, the head of Rebel Media, is saying?
Well, I think so, because look, whatever the resolution is in the Middle East, and I hope it's a peaceful one, and I hope it's one that stops the terrorism, but we already have, as a fact, people in Canada, the United States, Britain, Germany, France, people who do not believe in the separation of mosque and state, who don't believe in nonviolent solutions to problems, who don't believe in
pluralism. I totally agree. Islam is non-compatible. If you look at Islamic countries, they're all green on the pie charts of Muslim. They're all 99% or 100% Muslim. They do not live in an open sandbox. We are bringing people in that are incompatible. The globalists weren't dumb. Why did they do it? Why are they now, at least in rhetoric, backing away from it?
Well, listen, there are obviously some wonderful people from Muslim lands who believe in freedom. There's an enormous number of Persians who came to America after the Ayatollah took over.
And Kurds.
So there are a lot of Persians, yeah, particularly in the L.A. area, for example. There's a lot of Persian Americans who love democracy and freedom, and they were sort of expelled or fled Iran after the Ayatollah took over. And there are others, but we don't bother to vet. We don't bother. In Canada, for example, we're on track to bring in 1 million migrants, which is like 10 million in the U.S. Like, the scale is unprecedented. They don't have interviews anymore. They're not interviewed in person. It's all a paper application, basically online. So we don't know if people agree with the equality of men and women, if people agree that Jews and other non, you know, other infidels can live equally.
And then we see the left sycophantically, Black Lives Matter, praising the attacks, which were brazen terror attacks on civilians, totally criminal, any way you slice it, war crimes. They're coming out, and the squad, they're really showing their hand.
Well, and that's the thing. We can't just talk about foreign migrants to Canada, the United States, and the West, because they are being met with old stock Americans, Canadians, Brits, who believe in woke ideology. And woke ideology is basically to attack the establishment. It's critical theory. It's
That's
Marxist
right. Even though the left runs our governments, they're attacking themselves in their own country, believing anybody that's against the West must be good. It's a circular firing squad. It's a death cult. It's a suicide cult.
You know, in the province of Ontario, the head of the largest public sector union is a gay activist named Fred Hunn, and he is so pro-Hamas, he's made that his hill to die on, shocking to his union members, and I keep thinking, well, you know, he would be thrown off the top of a
Did you see how many liberal Jews and some from Canada I saw that had moved there that were pro-two-state, and then they all got murdered?
They were killed. They were murdered, and I keep thinking, why would, like, I see LGBTQ for Hamas or for Palestine, and I keep thinking, what are you doing? And the answer is, they will make an alliance with anyone who's against the West, anyone who would destroy our countries, and then maybe afterwards they would worry about how they would settle their disagreements with Sharia law promoters like Hamas. But it is a coalition, a Marxist-Islamist coalition, so it's migrants to the West who do not value our values. And by the way, some do. Some of the most democratic-oriented, most freedom-oriented people come from these regions.
No, I'm not attacking everybody that comes out of the Muslim countries, but 90% want to kill us, and the globalists know it's incompatible. So let me ask you this, I respect your view. What do we do about this? I agree. We obviously, Trump had 7 country travel bans where the government say, go kill Americans, go kill Jews. Bottom line, I saw the Breitbart editor say, level Gaza and then bring the refugees here. No.
I think step one, if there are foreign nationals in the UK, in France, in Canada, the United States, foreign nationals, that is people who are not citizens, and if they're participating in any of this, deport them. They don't have the same tenure in our countries as actual citizens. Now the problem is there are people here, both migrants and old stock people who are woke. So what do? You have to denormalize their anti-Americanism, their anti-Canadianism. You have to denormalize it. You have to defund it where appropriate.
It's really anti-liberalism, because to bring in radical Orthodox Islam that literally says if you kiss an old lady when she's getting cancer treatment, you get 50 lashes. We have to say to people, no, this is anti-democratic. You are embracing the worst elements of Islam. You are a shameful person.
You know, one of the most interesting things I saw in the past week were some large donors, I think it was to, I'm not sure if it was Cornell or another university, said, we're just cutting you off now. This is so far gone.
That's the answer.
I call that denormalization, because the institutions have been colonized by the woke and the Islamist. And I think most normal people don't know that, because they're not following the news as closely as you and I do, Alex. I think a lot of students know how bad it is, but severely normal Americans and Canadians who go to work every day, they don't know how crazy the universities are. I think some people got a taste of it during the lockdowns when they saw what their kids were studying when school
was
done
over Zoom. Well, I was about to say, the rhetoric out of European, UK, Canadian, and US universities is more radical than what the Ayatollah in Iran is saying. I mean, that's dangerous.
And it's a perfect harmony there. And so I remember when I went to school, it's been 20 years, more than 20 years, 25 years now, there were a lot of foreign international students who came to the university I was at, and they took maybe one or two classes a semester just to say they were students, but the rest of the time they basically worked as foreign agitators. And there's a lot of international students who do that. And by the way, it's not just from Arab countries. I think there's a lot of foreign nationals from China who are chosen by China to be the sons and daughters of the Communist Party poobahs. And I think there's a lot of problems through unvetted international students who come with malicious intentions. And I think we should start vetting them. I'm not saying ban them all, but we ought to ask them questions.
No, I totally agree. And the Islamists say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They'll lie to these leftists all day until they get control. So let's talk about this. I try to study every major country. I try to study Israel. It gives me a headache because it's like Canada, so many different parties, and it's a parliamentary, and I can't figure it out. I'm not attacking Netanyahu. I've seen him as better as some of the leftist groups, but then I see all this, and I just ask myself, what's really going on? What's happening with judicial reform? You know, definitely he was in trouble. Now this will probably help him. What about the stand down? I have trouble, and I try to understand this, Ezra. You've been over there a lot. Maybe you know, probably know better than I do. What's the real power play? Because when I see Yuval Noah Harari come out and say Benjamin Netanyahu's a dictator and we don't need to strike back, well, he's the WEF New World Order spokesperson. So who are the different camps in Israel? Because that's important.
You know, I was in Israel just a month ago. We did what we call the Abraham Accords tour. We went to Israel and then we flew across Saudi Arabia to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and we met with people in the United Arab Emirates who were genuinely for peace. And I left feeling exuberant and hopeful that maybe we were in some sort of post-history moment. Remember when the Berlin Wall came down in 89 and Francis Fukuyama wrote an essay called The End of History, and how we were all going to all in our different countries go to McDonald's and watch Disney and we'll just become consumers in the end of history. Well, Osama bin Laden had a different idea and Putin had a different idea and Xi Jinping has a different idea and history is not over. And I have to say, for one brief moment, I saw, look what Trump built, the Abraham Accords, peace at last between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Morocco and Sudan and maybe it'll, and Bahrain and maybe Saudi Arabia. I felt so peaceful and hopeful. And that is going to be a casualty of this. And so I don't want to give way to pure speculation.
Because globalist forces that don't want the crisis in the Middle East to end.
Absolutely. You know, it's always a good idea to ask that question in Latin. It's cui bono, who benefits? And, you know, another way of saying it is follow the money. I think that the facts are not yet in about how such a traumatic, horrific, military-style incursion could have gone unresponded to for so many hours. I don't want to, I am open to any explanation of it, and I've seen some, but I think we have to see much better answers to that. And I have to say, there are intrigues going on. Think about the different players. We've already talked about Iran, China, even Russia. Whose side are they on here? And I find it disturbing. By the way, I think Netanyahu's judicial reforms were sound. I mean, the Israeli Supreme Court was so out of control. They wanted, in a way, to vet their own.
Sure, it's just like in Brazil, where the Supreme Court's become a dictatorship.
Yeah, and so Netanyahu has his flaws. I was deeply against his imposition of the vaccine so vigorously. He was really.
Well, yeah, I liked Netanyahu until he did that.
Yeah, and so I really became skeptical of that. But his judicial reforms, if you knew how dominant the Supreme Court was over there, you would be shocked.
Oh, look at Argentina. The courts have indicted Javier Milei.
Yeah, and so, I don't want to tell you that I understand what happened 9 days ago. I don't. But I'm afraid of what's to come. I'm afraid of Hezbollah, who are much better armed, who are de facto an Iranian armed force with over 100,000
missiles.
And
what if they attack from the north with their precision weapons? What if the Gaza Strip attacks? I mean, Israel could be completely overrun, but let's expand on that. Yuval Noah Harari is a bad guy. I think you'll agree. If you disagree, tell me. He comes out and says Netanyahu is a dictator. Yeah. That makes me know there's bigger stuff at play. Here's the WEF coming out against Netanyahu. Here it is.
What limits the power of the government? In the USA, there is an entire system of checks and balances. In Israel, we have no constitution, no Senate, no federal structure, and no other check on the power of the central government except one. The Supreme Court. Now, the government is trying to gain control of the Supreme Court. If it succeeds, there will be no mechanism that limits its power. Coalition members have already proposed numerous laws and regulations that discriminate against Muslims, Christians, women, LGBTQ people, and secular people. They are only waiting to take control of the Supreme Court, and then they could unleash this dictatorial flood. Also, with the Supreme Court neutralized, the government could easily rig the elections, for example, by denying Arab citizens voting rights or by closing down all independent media outlets. Israel will still hold elections, just as Russia holds elections, but it will become a dictatorship. This should be a grave concern, not just to Americans who care about democracy or about the Jewish people. The USA might soon have to deal with a new militaristic dictatorship in the Middle East, armed not only with nuclear capabilities, but also with advanced cyber weapons able to strike anywhere in the world.
So let me give you my take, and we'll get Ezra Levant's take of Rebel Media. He supports all the censorship. He says the human era is over. He supports this whole globalist operation. And then now he comes out and the full clip goes into, you know, Israel shouldn't basically do anything. Folks, that's Yuval Noah Harari, one of the top globalists. So there's a lot of big movements. Big stuff's happening. We're at the crossroads. Ezra Levant, a chilling clip.
He is terrifying, and I want to say every word he said there was a conspiracy theory. He's talking about banning Arabs, banning media. None of those things whatsoever were in the judicial reforms. He's just, what he's doing is his imagination is running wild. He's projecting onto Netanyahu and other maybe religious parties in Israel what they might do if the Supreme Court is pruned a bit. But the Supreme Court in Israel is partisan and in ways that even Americans would be shocked by. So I just want to say every word he said there was, I'm not going to call it a lie because it was speculation, but it was wild and baseless. But remember who Yuval Noah Harari is. He is Klaus Schwab's sort of muse. I'm not going to say right-hand man, but his idea generator. He's the guy.
He's a high priest. He's a high priest of transhumanism.
Exactly. He's the guy who mused, you probably have the clip, about the future of people being, he calls them useless eaters. Because
no, quite frankly, he's the closest thing I've seen. His rhetoric is very Hitlerian. Separate from him being a Jew, it's very, oh, you are useless. You are not in the future. You go away now.
Yeah, it's terrifying, and he says that the time for people is over. He said that COVID was a test drive for taking away people's civil liberties on other matters. I think you all know Harari is a terrifying and terrible man, teamed up with Schwab. And the irony there is Schwab's own father was an actual Nazi industrialist. That's the crazy thing.
By the way, I know you got to go, but give us an update on the SS guy. And actually ran literal massacres in the Holocaust being praised. They just hope that goes away.
It's so weird. Vladimir Zelensky comes to the Canadian Parliament and they introduce some guy who's 98 or something as a hero. They called him a hero who fought against Russia in the Second World War. And I'm thinking, hang on a second. I if you're fighting against Russia in the Second World War, it sounds like you're probably a Nazi. And he was introduced as part of the first Ukrainian division or something. But that was the Nazi SS battalion in Ukraine that they found some Nazis to volunteer with Hitler. They changed their name in literally the last days of the war to change their identity, and thousands of them migrated to Canada. They basically lied to immigration.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, some of the biggest parts of the Holocaust happened in Ukraine.
And the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, her name's Chrystia Freeland, her grandfather was a Ukrainian Nazi who stole a newspaper from a Jew and turned it into a Nazi propaganda machine. So there's no way in hell that the deputy prime minister, hearing of this fellow, I mean, I'm not blaming her for her grandfather, but she tried to cover up her grandfather's Nazism, and then she led the standing ovation for this Nazi in Canada. I'm not saying that the whole of Parliament loves Nazis.
No, she's carrying out Nazi-style policies of censorship and debanking and arrest for free speech. She's a deputy head of the WEF.
She's literally on their board. What's so crazy is they call everyone else Nazis, but they're the ones giving standing ovations to real Nazis. And Canada was about the worst in the world at funding Hamas through the UN. Things are rough up here, Alex. I know they're rough in America, too. We got to keep fighting for freedom.
Unbelievable. Ezra Levant, incredible insight. Go to rebelnews.com. Thank you, Ezra.
Thanks, my friend. Bye-bye.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. Gerald Celente coming up. I'm going to host a little bit of the next segment. As negative as all this news has been, at least we're exposing it. Let's cover some positive news. Trump-backed candidate wins Louisiana governor race in landslide. And it goes on to say the Republicans have been working with Democrats for years, but almost every candidate at the state level, hundreds of them, that was pro-Trump, anti-globalist, won. This is such a big litmus test. This is amazing. Continuing, Louisiana conservatives outperformed in statewide elections, beating Democrats and Republicans alike. Red state. New poll shows vulnerable Democrat senator may be in trouble. Big breakdown town hall. A whole bunch of Democrats are in trouble. Let's continue here. Let's go to this next stack. Exit poll. PIS wins Polish elections, but opposition could form government. Anti-globalist, anti-open border, moving away from war with Russia, wins. Here's another one. New Zealand oust leftist lockdown loons after conservative wins the election who pushed years ago to end the lockdowns. Figuring out what's going on? Let's keep going. Labor Party to make misgendering a crime in Britain with up to 2 years in prison. If someone claims there's a big old man, you say, hello, sir. Boom, you go to jail. That's the cult. NFL legend Gronk says biological men shouldn't be allowed to compete in women's sports. The answers speak out against it. When will biological males stop dominating women's sports? When we stop living in a globalist cult? Pride Month. And I was actually in, 6 months ago or so, when my wife's dad had a heart attack up in Omaha, Nebraska. I saw a gay pride parade where a whole bunch of the shirts, I showed you photos, said Pride Month, but demon, like this meme, was highlighted with pictures of the devil holding little children's hands. That's sold in Target. Clemson students protest against tampons being distributed in men's bathrooms. They want to set the precedent for this so they can then do this to all of our children. Jim Jordan's got the big vote tomorrow. He's getting a lot of other key people supporting him. We should be watching that. We will be watching that. Call Congress, tell them support Jim Jordan tomorrow. Meanwhile, we've got this information. And now this. U.S. must be ready for simultaneous wars with Russia, China. Bipartisan report warns. But don't worry. Janet Yellen, the big general, she says we can fight all the wars against all the Muslim countries and against the Chinese and the Russians. There's nothing we can't do. Even though we couldn't beat the Vietnamese with 500,000 troops in 10 years because they wouldn't back down. Lunacy. While Israeli prepares, while Israel prepares for full-out war, China issues a warning to the U.S. says, we will nuke you and destroy you. We're ready to destroy you. They went on to say, those that play with fire will perish by it. The army is planning for conflict with China, massing blood supplies. But don't worry. Washington Post journalist attacks DeSantis by claiming Chinese Communist Party is a slur. It's not a Communist Party dictatorship. Don't point out that the sea is full of fish. And it goes on. Look how sharp Gerald Celente looks. We're going to punch him up right now. He's taking over right after the break. I'm introducing. Man, I got through half the stacks. It just gets more insane. But the CIA is heavily involved all over the world. They admit they're involved in Latin America, blocking Bolsonaro from running, banning him from 8 years for running. And now in Argentina, he's 30 points ahead. Javier Milei indicted for saying communists running the country devalue the currency, which is a fact. Indicted for his speech, and the Justice Department and the State Department and the CIA admit are involved. If they'll do that in Argentina, they'll do it here. And they did it in the 2020 election. Incredible. Man, there's so much more to get to. I'm doing my best job here. But wow, incredible. An hour left with the great Gerald Celente. And then Owen Schroyer set to report to prison on the 24th. People say, well, he's only getting 2 months. Why is he upset other people getting 20 years? The point is it's a precedent to put journalists in prison.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the heart of ancient Rome, General Alex Jones of InfoWars stood at the forefront of a defining battle. The odds being heavily stacked against him, the atmosphere was thick with tension. But in the heat of the clash, as hope seemed to fade, the heavens themselves offered a sign. With InfoWars.com/show, thou shalt conquer. Share the link today.
Here come old backstop.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Set in mere minutes to hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. Check out JonesTrends.com. Get a subscription to the absolutely essential trends forecast and get a big discount and support our broadcast at JonesTrends.com. So, Gerald Celente coming up in just a minute. Now, before we go to Gerald Celente, remember, we're up against the deep state, the CIA, the New World Order, all their lawsuits, all their attacks. We were caught flat-footed 5 years ago. Now we know what we're doing. We're winning. We're staying on air, but only because of you. I don't say that to kiss your ass. I want you to look in the mirror when this show comes on every day and realize that broadcast is there because I pray for it. That broadcast is there because I share the links and share the articles on my email, my text messages, on social media, word of mouth, strangers, people you know, whatever. The truth's at InfoWars.com/show. With this sign, you will conquer. It's that simple. and your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com, where we finally have back in stock the Platinum line. I went to a top pharmaceutical company that actually makes supplements that are in GNC everywhere. I said, what are your three best sellers? What people like the most? They said, here's our top three. HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD. Those are our names. And they said, look, you private label them. You'll be able to sell them. We're able to discount them at least 25% off. That's why they're not even on sale. They're on sale right now. So they're all in stock. They're incredible. You will feel it immediately. They are game-changing, and it keeps the show on air. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Platinum Products, Pain MD, 1776 Testosterone Boost, and, of course, HGH Max Boost Plus, now even stronger, even better. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're not on the eve of World War III. We're at midnight in World War III, and nobody exposes it like best-selling author, researcher, and trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. Gerald.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, and everybody, you know, just listen to what Alex said. You better do everything you can to support InfoWars, because the truth is blacklisted. You're only allowed to repeat the crap that spews out of the mouths of the government. And you only could be a prostitute, a media whore that gets paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whore masters to repeat the crap that they keep selling out. Democracy, it's dead. The bigs own the media. What is it? Six companies own over 90% of it. The facts are all there. So do everything you can to support InfoWars, because we are at the cusp of the end of life on Earth. We got maniacal people in charge, and all they do is talk about war and not a peep about peace. You're blacklisted to talk about peace. Where are all the peace? I launched Occupy Peace. I have major rallies. That's right, peace rallies. Where are the peace talkers on the mainstream media? No, only more war. Only more war. They put up a cover before. This was last week's. The New Trends Journal comes out tomorrow. And the cover is, it's all failing. Economy, Ukraine war, judicial reform. We'll talk about that. Middle East meltdown, refugees, crime, government corruption, violence. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's exactly what's happening in Ukraine. Excuse me, in Israel. Oh, by the way, the Ukraine war is over. You don't have to worry about it at all. It's finished. Not reporting it at all. This is an article in the New York Times today. Kyiv worries that allies' attention and aid will shift to the Mideast. In the Wall Street Journal, not one article about the Ukraine war. So it's over. We don't have to worry about it. But again, as I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. And I want to go to Israel. And again, you can get the Trends Journal, because we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. And we only put the truth in Trends. We have no advertisements. Nobody pays us off to say what we want. And when you go to JonesTrends.com, you're getting a great break. I think it costs less than $2 a week when you go to Trends. $2 a week. Yeah. Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. New York Times, $4 a day. This is $2 a week when you go to JonesTrends.com. So going back to when all else fails, they take you to war. One of our top trends for 2023, it's there for everybody to see, Middle East meltdown. We warned this was going to happen. Week after week after week after week after week. It's one of your top trends for 2023. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. Up until last week, we said when all else fails, they take you to war. One of them is judicial reform. Netanyahu passed this Judicial Reform Act. Hundreds of thousands of people were taking to the streets. You ready? For 39 weeks in a row, to protest Netanyahu Judicial Reform Act, which basically said the judges in the court don't mean crap. We, the politicians, are in charge. Not my language. Go to the Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel. Ah, that's one after another. Quote, a civil war was raging in Israel. That's right. Up until last Saturday when Hamas attacked Israel. A civil war about the judicial reform, because part of that judicial reform was Netanyahu needed it because he's being brought up on charges, crime charges. That's right. But while he plays prime minister, they can't bring him up on charges. That's part of it. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where you're going. I'm going to read you just a couple of the articles that we've been writing in the Trends Journal week after week after week when the new Netanyahu party came in, and not my language, but from the mainstream media, with his ultra-right wing government. That's right. Just a few. This is December 6th of last year. Israel and U.S. ramp up military drills with eyes on Iran. Oh, yeah. Why are we ramping up military drills with eyes on Iran? Israel says it will bomb Beirut airport if it is used by Iran to smuggle arms. 13 December 2022. What right does Israel have to bomb another airport? What if the Syrians bomb the Israeli airport? No, can't do that. Only the United States, Israel could bomb anybody they want, anywhere they want. I keep forgetting. Those dirty Russians. All right, here we go. Protests break out in Israel over Netanyahu's new coalition government. December 20th. UN tries to rule on Israel's settlements of Palestine territories. This is against international law. They have expelled hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Palestinians with stealing land, calling it settlements. And this guy Herzog, Isaac Herzog, who plays the president of Israel, said God gave them this land. Oh, yeah? What God you talking about? Oh, the God that you believe in? How about all the other religions that don't believe in your religion? This is against international law, in violation of the Geneva Conventions. The facts are all there. These are not settlements. Isn't that a nice word? You're stealing the land. Oh, that's like colonies. Oh, yeah. You know, World War One or World War Two. Again, history today. RFK. Franklin Delano Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets. You know why? Because those dirty Japanese invaded French Indochina. French Indochina? What the hell are the French doing in Libya, in Vietnam, in Laos, and Cambodia? Oh, you mean they're stealing their tin, their rubber, raping, stealing? Oh, well, that's fine. It's a settlement. It's a colony. We could do anything we want. Okay, going on. Again, Middle East meltdown. We warn this is our top trend. So here, last week, we just sent this out to subscribers. America's Senator Lindsey Graham, a warmonger of the first degree and a champion of mainstream media. Like, why do you keep putting this clown out there all the time? This little arrogant warmongering freak who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag but loves war. He's there all the time. Why don't you bring me on, a man that fights a peace. Screw you, Salenti. We're prostitutes. We're media whores that get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters. So we put Lindsey Graham out there. So anyway, here's what he goes on to say. He declared the Israeli war, quote, is a religious war, and urged Israeli military to attack Gaza, quote, to do whatever the hell you have to do to level the place. Isn't that nice? Hell, hell, because you are a satanic little boy. Or did you come out of the closet yet? I forget. Lindsey Graham. Level the place. 2.3 million people, half of them children, locked up for almost 17 years. Can't get in, can't get out. And you want to level the place. Oh, I forgot. He goes on. Yep. It's a religious war. Religious war. Why am I, an American patriot, involved in somebody's religious war? You know, I kind of like the First Crusade. Well, the 15th Crusade was better than the 8th Crusade. It's a religious war. A religious war. You got it? And again, don't call me an anti-Semite. 3 of my last 4 girlfriends were Jewish, and my best friend's a Jewish, not an anti-Semite. Oh, and by the way, the Palestinians, they're Semites. The people running Israel, they're not Semites. They're Ashkenazi Jews. That's right. From Eastern Europe. Didn't convert to Judaism until about, what, 800 AD? So, can't call Netanyahu an anti-Semite. You're not a Semite. When I say what other people can't stand you. Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir, Netanyahu, one after another, none of them are Semites. They're all Ashkenazi. So that's cheap language that they use. And I suggest that people go and look up some of the people that are against this war. Like the organizations, the Jewish Organizations for Peace. Norman Finkelstein. I think that's not an Italian name. Totally opposed to what's going on there. As are all of my Jewish friends. They can't stand Netanyahu. His track record of murder. Again, this is a Trends Journal. When it used to be a quarterly, it's a weekly now. This is from 2009. Remember, they had an election in Israel in 2006, 2007, around there, when they voted Hamas in by big numbers because they call the PLO nothing more than a spokesperson for Israel. And there's an article that came out just 2 days ago about George Soros on Fox, I think, put it about how he supported Hamas and told that they should work with them. Again, these people have been locked up now for almost 17 years. I'm totally opposed to what Hamas did. Totally opposed to it. Totally opposed to it. But again, just like what's going on in Russia, I understand why things happen. So if you're locked up in an open-air concentration camp for almost 17 years, you think you're going to go out of your mind? Yeah, this is an article. Back in January 2009, while the Gaza invasion raged, again, by Israel, President-elect Obama, refusing to comment on the war before his inauguration, promised, quote, we've got plenty to say about Gaza. And on January 20th, you hear directly from me. In June 2009, during a trip, he didn't say anything. During a trip to the Middle East, President Obama declared that Israel's expropriation expropriation, and development of Palestinian lands was in violation of the previous agreements, undermined the peace process, and, quote, must stop. He said, quote, the United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements. And we write, nor did the rest of the world accept the legitimacy. The Fourth Geneva Convention forbids a country to settle its civilians in area conquered militarily. While Mr. Obama's words were strong and his message clear, previous presidents' demands for settlement freezes have been ignored by Israel with no repercussions. Was there reasons to believe that this time it would be different? There would be a lot of talk, but ultimately little action. Stalemate and status quo were the trends. You got it? And they just keep stealing and stealing and stealing land and killing Palestinians, because I'm going now back to all the articles, some of the articles we wrote just this year as the new Netanyahu government came in. UN resolution, Israel faces international condemnation for punishing Palestinians. January 2023. Top trend 2023, Middle East meltdown. Israel ramps up deadly raids on Palestinians. February 7th, 2023, Israel keeps killing Palestinians. Does Israel seek a final solution for Palestine? February 14th, 2023. February 14th also, Israel on brink of civil war. That goes back to what the Jerusalem Post, Jerusalem Times, Haaretz, or Times of Israel, Haaretz was saying Israel was in a civil war because there's judicial reform with hundreds of thousands of people taken to the streets. Okay, as we continue here, Israel conducts deadliest attack on Damascus as Syria tries to overcome historic earthquake. Middle East meltdown. Israeli, quote, settlers attack Palestinian villages in occupied West Bank, 23 February. Middle East meltdown. Syria says Israel launched attack on Aleppo airport. This last week, they launched more attacks on Aleppo airport and more attacks on the Damascus airport. But that's okay. Protests keep erupting in Israel. Elite Air Force reservists strike. That's right. They wanted no part of the Netanyahu government. Middle East meltdown. Israeli officials call for Palestinian villages to be wiped out. Again, this is illegal. They have no right to these, quote, settlements. Israelis killed three more Palestinians during another deadly week. March 14th, 2023. Middle East meltdown. Israel's hardened government increases the pace of destroying Palestinian homes. 21 March, 2023. Israel blamed for another attack on Syrian airports, 28 March, 2023. Remember, we're only in March. Middle East meltdown. Iran vows revenge against Israel after killing. Yep. Israel, April 18th. Israel rocked by new round of protests over judicial reform. 18th April, Israel keeps bombing Syria. 18 April, Israel pushing U.S. to fight Iran. May 2nd, Israel inches towards civil war, pro-government protesters organize. 2 May, Middle East meltdown. Israeli air raids target international airport in Syria. Middle East meltdown. Israel-Palestine in another bloody clash as top Israelis call to extend conflict to West Bank, May 23rd. Israel warns that attack on Iran may be imminent over nuclear advancement, May 30th. Netanyahu, Israel will proceed with contradictional judicial reform overhaul June 20th. Middle East meltdown. Israel keeps ramping up war in occupied territory. June 23rd. UN. Okay for Israel. It's one article after another. Yeah. I want to go to the last one because we're running out of time. Israel carries out airstrikes on Gaza as tensions in region simmer. 3 October. Just before this happened. 3 October happened on what? 10 October? When Hamas attacked. We need peace on earth or it's going to be hell on earth. We'll be right back. Support InfoWars.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years. Because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All 3 of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All 3 of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 50% off in our flash sale. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 50% off. Or for 35% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. Better hurry though, because these sales will be over in a flash at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number 1. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Thanks for having me on, and I really appreciate it. There's no censorship on InfoWars. I'm heartbroken. I have to tell you, I'm so heartbroken about what's going on. I'm a trend forecaster, been at this a lot of years. Yeah, some of my books, Trends 2000, international bestseller. Trend tracking, far better than megatrends. Put out the weekly magazine, the Trends Journal. Been at this going on 44 years. I see the future, and it's hell on earth if we don't change this. We are on the brink of nuclear annihilation. If the United States and Israel go to war against Iran, finito. It's over. I'm telling all my Jewish friends, every one of them, do everything you can to unite for peace. Because there is going to be a big anti-Jewish movement going. Because this isn't going to end unless there's peace. The stupidity spewing out of the mouths of a little clown boy, another little guy that can't fight but loves war, little Chucky Schumer, and Anthony Blinken, how we got to do everything we can to defeat Hamas. Yeah, wipe out all those people in Gaza, fine. It's not going to end like that. It's going to escalate. There are about 16 million Jewish people on the planet. There are 8 billion people. And there are a lot of people against what's going on. And my fear is that this is going to create a huge anti-Jewish sentiment around much of the world, because it's basically a crime that what's going on right now. We're blowing the hell out of Gaza. The people can't escape, got nowhere to go. And Egypt won't let them out. Again, another place run by a dictator. Egypt. So if we don't have peace, it's going to be hell on earth. You know, the quotes are all here. Yeah, this is just Israel strikes 2 airports in Syria. Yep, bombs away again. And then this is from Associated Press just yesterday. While the world is watching Gaza, violence fuels growing tensions in the occupied West Bank. While the world is focused on the war in Gaza, tensions have risen in the occupied West Bank, where 55 Palestinians were killed over the past week. By clashes with Israeli troops, and attacks by Jewish settlers. I mean, people that are illegally in Palestinian territory, settlers, right? Here we go. Friday was a particularly deadly day. Today's Monday, this is Friday, with 16 Palestinians killed in the West Bank. Israel's national security minister, Ben-Gvir, this is, again, the language of AP. A far-right settler with a long history of anti-Arab incitement responded to the Hamas attack by distributing more weapons to the already well-armed settler population. In a statement this week, he said his office is distributing 10,000 firearms, as well as combat gear, to residents of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Again, these are illegal illegal, no, not my language, not my language, illegal by the Geneva Conventions. Quote, we will change the world so that the settlements will be protected, he said. I have ordered the massive arming of the civilian standby units. On Friday, a video showed a settler with an assault rifle walking into the village of Al-Dwane in the West Bank and shooting a Palestinian point blank. 2 days earlier, settlers shot dead three Palestinians in the village of Qaswar. On Thursday, settlers attacked the funeral of those people who were just shot, killing another two men. Video footage showed the settlers swerving their cars into the funeral procession before stopping and opening fire. Again, this is from the Associated Press. On Thursday, settlers arrived at Wadi Seg, a small Bedouin village, home of around 200 people in central West Bank, as Palestinians there packed up their belongings. They had already moved all the women and children and livestock to a safer area. Witnesses said the settlers opened fire, wounding three Palestinians and driving the rest out of the village. The UN said last month, all right, this is before the Hamas attack. The UN said, not Salenti, the UN said last month that 1,100 Palestinians had been displaced by settler violence in the last year, an unprecedented figure. Over just the last few days, around 200 to 300 Palestinians have been displaced in Wadi Sig and other areas, the consortium said. Most of the attacks come from settler outposts established without government authorization. Over 500,000 Jewish settlers live in nearly 150 settlements across the West Bank, which is home of 2.5 million Palestinians. Remember, this is AP. The international community overwhelmingly views settlements as illegal and a major obstacle to peace. Israel captured the West Bank along with Gaza and East Jerusalem in the 1967 war. And it goes on. We need peace because if we don't get it, it's finished. And I launched Occupy Peace. I put my money where my heart and mind are, and I fight for peace. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. This is not my war. Lindsey Graham calls it a religious war. Blinken went over there and told Netanyahu. Again, this is the Netanyahu that the people can't stand, and the polls show it in Israel, that said, I'm not only U.S. Secretary of State, I'm a Jew. Good for you. But how about saying you're an American? And this is in our war. We want peace. And as an American patriot, I will do everything I can to bring a peaceful settlement so this does not escalate and so that more innocent people aren't slaughtered. And they're living in a hellhole already. And we don't want to make it worse. How about that, Blinken? No. You're just a little warmonger. You love the Ukraine war, too. Another little boy that loves war, but couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, We give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWars Store.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great to be on the Alex Jones Show, and I appreciate the freedom of speech that they permit. And because you're not allowed to, remember this, the COVID war, Ukraine war, the Israel war, you're only allowed to believe what the government tells you. You are not permitted to think for yourself. You're blacklisted. So InfoWars is changing that, as we do with our magazine, the Trends Journal. So you need to support them, and they're doing everything they can to help you. And they got this great sale going on that you really want to take advantage of, because this is a time when you really need it. They got their Brainforce Plus sale that you get 60% off now. And it's a great product. It's one of the highest rated, by the way, and one of the best-selling InfoWars Life formula ever. And the InfoWar crew who works so hard, they use it every day. So this formula, it's loaded with natural compounds and many others that are known to support cognitive health and give you a major boost. And really, you need this so much right now because this is the best time, the most important time to get your mental health in the best place it could possibly be. So whether you're stocking up or trying for the first time, it's a great time right now. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, that InfoWarsStore.com, and take advantage of this great, great savings. And your purchase, by the way, of Brain4 Plus is a 360 win, as we say all the time. You get a super high-quality product, and you help launch InfoWars to the next level. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get the bestseller Brainforce Plus for 60% off. And you better get it now while the supplies last. So, going on to where we left off about what's going on in there was another law that was passed in Israel back in 2018. It was called a nation-state law. This is from Vox News. So it's not my language. Israel's usually controversial, quote, nation-state, end quote, law explained. Supporters call Israel's new Jewish nation-state law, quote, a defining moment. Critics say it's apartheid. Again, not my language. Some vice. Vox. Israel passed a controversial new nation-state law last week that's sparking both celebration and fierce debate over the very nature of Israel itself. The law does three big things. It states, quote, the right to exercise national self-determination in Israel is, quote, unique to the Jewish people. That means all of the Arabs living in there aren't equal, or anybody else. It establishes Hebrew as official language and downgrades Arabic. Again, this is not my language. A language widely spoken by Arab Israelis. It establishes, you ready? Jewish settlements as a national value and mandates that the state will labor to encourage and promote its establishment and development. Each of these statements would be contentious on its own, but taken together, they're a clear, unequivocal statement of how the Jewish state's current leaders see both the country and the diverse people who call it home. Then they go on to write, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that's right, back then as well, far-right government backed the legislation and was overjoyed by the law's passing. Netanyahu lauded the law as, quote, a defining moment in the history of the state. But for Israeli Arabs who make up 20% of Israel's 9 million citizens, the new law was a slap in the face. This is from your Trends Journal, January 10th. Remember, this new Israeli government comes into place back just before that. Israel's new finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said last week that Israel will strengthen its grip in the West Bank and aims to spend billions on developing infrastructure and take more Palestinian land to build settlements. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu has made settlement expansion in Judea and Samaria, the biblical names for the West Bank, a top priority, which we write, which almost guarantees violent clashes with Palestinians. The Trends Journal has reported extensively on Israel's clashes with Palestinians over settlements. And we have see Israel's new settlement plan condemned by U.S., Europe, 2 November 2021. Israel to build more settlements, 26 January 2021. Israel to build more real estate developments on Palestinian land, 11. All right. While Israel calls them settlements, they are illegal land grabs under international law. They violate Article 49 of the Fourth Geneva Convention of 1949, which states, the occupying power shall not deport or transfer parts of its own civilian population into territory it occupies. The UN Secretary Council, the UN General Assembly, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Court of Justice, and the high contracting parties of the convention have all affirmed the Fourth Geneva Convention applies, that this is occupied territory and Israeli settlements there are illegal. And this goes on and on and on. So, again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So we're showing you how we got here and where we're going. Now we're going to go into the economy. Our top trend, one of our top trends of 2023, which came out on January 3rd of this year, January 4th, one of those dates, Middle East meltdown. Covers right there for all to see. Articles right there for everybody to read. We warned that if this escalates between Israel and Iran, you're going to see oil prices go to over $130 a barrel for Brent crude. That'll crash the global economy, which is already on a downslope, and equity markets. Hey, did you see last week where gold prices went up almost $100 an ounce? The people that are not caught up in the propaganda and can think for themselves see the dangerous road ahead. We're not telling you what to do. We're telling you to think for yourself. The markets are showing where this is going. We are on the verge of an equity market crash. If we don't have peace on earth. Again, it's been going on for a long, 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 long time. We got to stop this from happening. There's a magazine, the Trends Journal, back in 2013. Yep. About the Israeli settlements. They just keep going. Where the hell is this thing? Yeah. Israel defies allies in move to bolster settlements. Israel pushed ahead with aggressive new settlements, building buildings on Wednesday, brushing aside growing chorus of international opposition. Keeps going on. We need peace. If you're going to make it do, you better do something. I'm an American. I support America. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. Our fight is the American fight. Stop this immigration flow from coming in. Rebuild the country rather than building the military-industrial complex. We are headed for the worst geopolitical and economic crisis on earth. And supported from us. They're supporting you.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Held out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds to give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.